participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Who was part of the greatest upset in sports history last night?
Thank you.
Thank you so kindly. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Contiguous and all the ships at sea. Hey, let's go to Don and Mike in Manhattan.
Hi, Don and Mike!
Oh, thank you. That's it. Hi, thanks, Rob. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, a new episode on this Thursday, October 25, coming to you again from the greatest city in the world, New York. And here are the phone numbers, the national number, 877-365-3636.
Our little song started a little late this morning.
Yeah, it wasn't queued up.
It's fun. I've never heard it that deep.
877-365-3636, national number from New York. Call us at 877-692-1027. Let me see if I have the correct music. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, those of you lucky enough to be in Miami, Florida, back in 1969 when the Jets upset the Baltimore Colts.
Great moment in sports history.
Great.
I don't know where you were when the Mets won the World Series. I don't know where you were when any stunning upset in sports happened, when Villanova beat Georgetown.
When the Olympic hockey team, the United States, beat the Soviet Union.
But I'm telling you, last night, they're all dwarfed. All of those sports moments now suck D, because last night in Linden, New Jersey, for the first time ever, the Don and Mike Gutter Balls were, in fact, victorious.
Yeah!
Wow. That's right.
We won a game.
And for the first time ever,
yes,
we're going to interview a man from the bowling team who we beat.
Unbelievable,
very
but true.
Cool.
Unprecedented. It was close. It came down to the wire, and then bingo, we actually won the game.
Now, we'll be honest, we lost the second game.
We lost the second game handily.
And we refused to bowl a third game.
Good. Because two games is our limit, and all bowlers that bowl the gutter balls should be aware of that fact. After two games, we are bored.
And you know that if we had bowled three, technically, we would have left as losers, because we would have lost two out of three.
Right. But we leave with the push, and you know, it wasn't a question of winning the overall match. It was a question of winning one game.
Right.
And we took it to heart. We reacted a little. Well, we overreacted a little bit.
Here now from the job squad from Linden, New Jersey. Here is Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Guys, good morning. How are you?
Paul,
today?
Are you the guy? You the guy without the hair?
Yes, I am the guy without the hair.
Paul is the captain of the job squad, and a nicer bunch of bowlers we have not come across yet.
I truly enjoyed these guys. These guys were the funniest group that we played. They had a great sense of humor, busting each other's balls as well as our balls. We had a wonderful time last night.
Paul, how humiliating is it for the job squad knowing that you are the first to lose to America's all-retarded team, the Gutter Balls?
Well, I'll tell you something, guys. We had a great time last night. And, you know, you guys don't suck as bad as you say you do.
You caught us on a good night. You really did.
No, we had a really good time. We all wanted to thank you again for coming out. And We want a rematch.
Yeah,
of course you want a rematch. You're gonna, it's a day that will live in infamy, the day that you, the job squad from Linden, lost to the lowly Gutterballs. Paul, I promise you, we will offer you the shot at a rematch.
Excellent. Awesome. And like you guys said last night, where were you in 62?
There you go.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Theme of the evening.
And Paul, who were the guys again on your team? I know that you had a guy named Head.
Well, that was my friend James.
And you have Preppy Boy.
Preppy Boy was Greg.
And who am I missing here?
Dave.
Dave
was. We didn't have a nickname for Dave.
Dave doesn't look like the kind of guy that would have a nickname.
Dave's pretty straightforward sometimes, right. But
quiet.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
Laid back team.
But a nicer bunch of guys we've not had the opportunity to bowl against.
Yeah, really good guys. I mean, lots of fun. And, you know, it's just making it better and better every time
and
we go out.
The fanciest bowling lanes we've been to in our in our three bowling games that we've played thus far.
Unbelievable computer technology.
Yeah, very nice.
Great, nice and simple.
Great scoring, great graphics when you get a strike. Or the cartoon Bust Your Balls if you throw a gutter ball.
Fantastic.
It could not have been nicer. And Paul, thank you again for the hospitality.
Oh, it was our pleasure.
Loved meeting you guys. A real good bunch of guys, the Job Squad from Linden, New Jersey.
Let's give them a round of applause.
That's right.
Thank you, gentlemen. Whenever you guys are ready, we'll see you again.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
No problem.
They suffered the humiliation of being the first to lose to the Don and Mike Gutterballs.
Do you want to hear the rundown?
No, hold on. Yeah, just a second.
Okay,
Mark, hello, Mark.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
I'm looking for Buzz. Where's Senior Buzz?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was caught up in the thrill of the Gutterballs victory.
Yes, I understand.
Sure. Okay. I
did not. You got the weed for this weekend?
I'm all set. Thanks.
All right.
I did not introduce Radio's Buzz Burbank. Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Right on.
Everybody's looking out for Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, listen, we do have, of course, a recap of the bowling match from Rob with actual scores.
I've kept it simple this week because I left my other copious statistics at home. So, Mike O'Mara, really, really the linchpin last night, and I thank
you. Yeah, absolutely. No, Mike brought his A game last night.
I was playing well, especially in the first game last night.
I would guess that you might be moved to anchor next week, because I got to see.
I don't know, I like that.
I'm getting moved out of that anchor spot, man.
But I like the first slot, Rob. I like that, I really do.
It is your prerogative.
I bowled like a girl last night. Did I bowl better than the girl last night?
Which girl?
Lisa, the only girl that bowled
on
our
team. I thought perhaps you were referring to, like, Merle.
Oh, no, I meant girls on our team.
Yes, you did. You beat her handily.
Okay, all right. Well,
then I
feel okay.
Mike O'Mara, first game, 3 strikes, 2 spares, and a 131. Second game, 2 strikes in the format of a double, 3 spares, 128, a 129 average, much higher than what I recall as a 114 average.
Very nice, Mike.
I'm glad.
Nicely done, Mike.
I'm glad. It's my elbow brace.
It worked.
Now, Don, obviously, battling fatigue last night in the first game. No strikes, 3 spares, and a 99.
I sucked.
In the second game, no strikes, 2 spares, a 92, a 95 average for the evening, and I believe that's a 123 average, so you are...
Way down.
Yeah.
Big loser I am.
An aberration, Don. A break from the norm.
Big loser, but I'd like to say once again, my game thrown off by a heckler from the crowd.
My game thrown off by that heckler as well.
More on that in a moment. Speaking of morons, Dick, more on that in a moment.
And also, we were all thrown off by the beauty of the synthetic lane. I think that also threw us all off. Lisa, Rummy, no strikes in the first game. 1 spare and an 84. Second game, no strikes, 2 spares, a 90, average of 87. And I think she held pretty fast at where she was last.
And I'm only laughing because up on the screen where you put the names, that's what they had for Lisa was Rummy.
Rummy.
And it was so funny. Every time she came up the bowl, you'd see real big on the screen, Rummy.
And I'd like to apologize for my second game in advance because I stepped in something. But I had 2 strikes in the first game, 3 spares and a 130. Second game, 2 strikes, 2 spares and a 111. 121 over my 114 average. So there you go.
There you go.
Our total pinfall, first game, 444.
Total pinfall.
Against the job squad at 433. That's an 11-point victory, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That's right.
Should I stop there? Do you want to hear about the second game?
Let's not even hear about the second game.
No need.
Now,
accentuate the positive.
I know you're wondering, where was Buzz?
Yeah.
Where was he?
Why did we go with 4? We'll get to that in a moment. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Speak to us.
Well, hold on. I thought we had someone else from the bowling team on the line there. Who's this? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
I hear nothing like maybe the phones aren't
working. Disturbing trend.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Johnny's running in here. Johnny's running in to fix the phones.
John to the rescue.
Johnny,
okay,
Johnny looks no worse for wear after going to the U2 concert.
Hello, Reed, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I was at the game last night.
Hi.
Had a great time.
Oh, you were at our game.
Yes. I thought it was hysterical when you had that heckler face the wall.
Yeah, you know, there's... Well handled.
There's always one guy. Okay.
Yeah. Now listen. Yeah, there's one drunky drunk that just can't handle it.
We bowl for snakes and we suck. But it's very hard to get up there because we don't want to totally embarrass ourselves.
Absolutely.
And there's one guy there who's just, I mean, he's got, he's this white kid from New Jersey. He's got his hat on the sideways way.
And
like,
how big
just,
was his sweater?
Just a dink.
Yeah, Scott, I think was his name.
He's wearing this gigantic.
I mean, you know, the heckler last week was a nicer guy. This guy, there were no redeeming qualities in this
he's
guy.
Got the,
this guy was just a prick.
He's got the big baggy sweatshirt on and or sweater, and he's just busting our balls as loud as he can every time we get up there. And I get up there, and right as I'm throwing the ball, he comes through and says, hey, you suck!
Yeah.
You suck!
You know, with all his liquid courage, you know, obviously drinking from 12 noon on.
So I find...
Our tolerance was definitely thin for hecklers last night.
So I find the kid, and I think, well, I could do what I did with the heckler last week. I could make him bowl a frame.
That just hurts your score.
And then I thought, well, or I could make him sit in the middle of the alley to show him what a skilled bowler I am.
Sure.
And actually pummel him with the bowling ball.
Absolutely. Run it over his hands and fingers.
So all I did, I just took the guy and I put him against the wall.
Right.
Made him face it.
And made him face the wall. And even then, he still wouldn't shut up.
No, he was just, he was totally loaded.
So I made him stand against the wall. And then, you know, I said to him, hey, you're okay. And he said, hey, I'm just kidding. I love your show. Guy was all effed up.
Right.
We get in the car afterwards. We turn on Ron and Fez. That prick called Ron and Fez up.
Oh, and he's busting our balls on the Ron and Fez show.
He's calling Ron and Fez and he's saying, hey, Don and Mike are pussies. They had 15 people show up and
they tried to beat me up.
Yeah, listen, son.
Me lying.
Son, we didn't try to beat you up.
We did not try to beat you up.
Not that it would take a lot of trying to beat you up.
It would have been a pleasant activity, but we didn't do that.
But please, call in, though. I hope that guy calls in.
Absolutely.
I really do.
I didn't like him.
Yeah.
I didn't like him. He got to me. He really did. I didn't like him. I didn't like the, you know, his whole tone was annoying.
He had heard about a previous heckler and he told me earlier in the evening that he was going to try
and now
him.
When we talk about hecklers, we'll get more because that's just the way it goes. We're going to have to develop a thicker skin.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
The end of the night when you were carrying your ball in one hand and a beer in the other and you were giving people elbows, that was pretty funny.
Well, there was a lot of guys there, and you know, and despite what that douchebag said on the Ron and Fez show, there had to be.
Said we had 15 people there. We had at least 17.
The alley was packed with people.
Yeah,
and
it was.
There were so many people that I wanted to say and shake hands with, but I had, you know, a drink in one hand and the bowling ball in the other. So just doing the thing with people, just knocking elbows with these dudes.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, like you know,
very nice.
The Bash Brothers.
Yeah,
right.
They could not have been nicer. Well, listen, Reed, thank you for coming out, man.
It was a good time. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Let's go to Eric in Virginia. Eric in Sterling. Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
You gonna be back in Toothless Trash Facts next week?
No, are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Gutter balls action.
Gutter ball bowling.
Now, it's not a normal Wednesday night next week.
Oh.
Not our normal bowling night, because next Wednesday is Halloween-y.
Right.
So it's a special Tuesday night edition.
That's like the NFL. A special Tuesday night edition of Gutterball Bowling.
This coming Tuesday night, we're going to be playing, we don't know the name of the team yet, but we're playing a team at AMF Bowling.
AMF!
And that is in Annandale, Virginia.
Very cool.
The match starts at 7:30 p.m.
Good.
Come and see if we can make it. Two in a row.
Absolutely.
Next week, the Gutter Balls.
See you there, guys.
At AMF Bowling in Annandale. We'll see you there.
All right.
We do have the wrap-up of the game, but, you know, we got so many calls here. Let's take a couple of calls. Jay in New Jersey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Jay. We're doing great.
I was at the alley last night. I was the guy with the black smoking jacket taking credit for the pumpkin joke yesterday.
Oh, there you
gotcha.
Go. Right. Hi.
Hey, weren't you supposed to punch somebody on videotape? I was looking forward to that.
Yeah, the kid who called and said he wanted us to do the Jackass video.
We were hoping it was the heckler.
Yeah, we were we were ready for him. We never found him.
Nope.
The kid never...
Hey, is it me or was that bald-headed guy on some serious coke?
No, oh, I don't think so.
You mean Paul from the other bowling team?
That's
serious. He barely blinked.
Did Paul look a little jumpy to you?
Yeah, totally.
No.
He wouldn't blink in that head.
No, I think he might just be like that, because if he was on any sort of altering substance, he might have bowled better.
Yeah, I think he was a little hyper.
That's the thing with that mascot.
Oh, yeah. The team that we bowled against, we might as well have been bowling against O.J. Simpson's team, because they had a woman's
head. Oh, don't bring that name up today, please.
Yes, yeah. And Juice, I know, Buzz, you're happy about this. The Juice, wow. Not guilty. That's what right. The F is going on there?
He's walks innocent. Again. Oh, he's innocent.
Did anybody see the video?
Where he's like bear-hugging his attorney?
Yeah, and he looks over to the jersey, and he puts his hand over his arm, and he goes, thank you.
Oh, God,
O.J. Simpson, thank you.
It was a Teflon O.J. He wasn't even driving that day. He was at church.
O.J.
Right.
All right, Jay, thanks for coming out.
Love you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We did meet a lot of great people last night. Craig in Union. Hey, Craig.
Hey. Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, Craig.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Now bowling gods.
Yes, that's right, for the first time ever.
Yeah,
right?
Finally, I thought your record was going to be like Washington.
Yeah, like the Red. We were, and now we are still the Redskins of bowling. We've won one game.
Right.
That's right.
1-5.
Hey, I got a question.
Well, you know, if you're gonna count one and five, you'd really have to say we are 0-2-1.
Right.
No.
No, we split it up.
If you count the total games, we lost two games the first week,
right?
Two games the third week, and we lost. So we're 1-5.
We are 1-5.
Just like the Redskins.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
Just like the Redskins. Yeah. Hi,
contiguous.
What else?
I got a question. Did you guys go to the Go-Go Bar?
No, although we drove past Uncle Charlie's.
We drove
that
by.
That is not the bar with the show.
We drove by. We drove by about 20 Go-Go places.
Yeah.
Especially
Linden,
coming back.
Linden's real big for go-go bars.
What one should we have gone to?
Uncle Charlie's is definitely the one, but across the street is a juice bar.
The juice bar.
So you'll get loaded up at the Uncle Charlie's.
Oh, I know.
Go to the juice bar.
We didn't go there because Rob thought it was the Jew bar. and Rob said he wouldn't go anywhere where Jews went.
Uncle Charlie's, I mean, certainly quite a landmark in Linden, New Jersey.
It is.
Yeah, no, we actually...
It used to be Smiles, then it turned back into Uncle Charlie's.
We actually spent a lot of time at White Castle, which we will discuss in a...
Oh, my God, in heaven, a new fast food moron record.
Discuss in a moment also. Hey, Craig!
Yeah, hey, guys, I was just curious if you asked the Linden team when their newsletter's coming out and if you guys are worried about what they might say about you.
No, I don't know if the Linden Lanes have a newsletter. I don't think anybody could bust our balls worse than the newsletter from Queens, though.
There was somebody there that looked like Gallagher's, like, evil twin that was taking pictures and writing things down.
Oh, you mean the guy with the bad hair and the...
he had the tripod and everything, right. And then I said, so who are you with? He said... This is just for me.
That was Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, yes.
Yeah, that was his name, right? Hawkeye.
Little scary. Yeah.
Hawkeye. Hey, Shaw? Shaw, turn your radio down.
All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
Shaw?
Yeah, it's down.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi, Shaw.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate the Teflon Don, O.J. Simpson.
You do?
Yes, we're all happy today that O.J. beat the rap.
We actually found out had a celebration last night.
Yeah, the original black man is God.
The original what?
The original black man is God.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Shaw. Yes, we're all so happy that O.J., who's been so unfairly prosecuted, every time he gets into the least little bit of trouble.
Right.
Yeah, and no one was happier last night than Buzz Burbank.
Yep, Buzz had a private party.
His man, O.J.
Right, we beat the man.
Hello. Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hello.
Kim, what kind of a name is that? That girl's name.
It is.
What, are you like Chinese or Japanese or something?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
Kim.
No, Tim.
Oh, Tim.
Tim.
Yeah.
Tim with a T. Well, go ahead. Speak up, Tim. What can we do for you?
Hi, Tim.
Hey, I want to... Hey, Rob, how you feel about O.J. getting off?
I have no opinion.
he does.
Hey, how's a black man, black man in my type beliefs that have the same beliefs as you getting your club?
What?
I want to have the same beliefs as Rob. I want to hate all people.
Well, good for you. That's a noble aspiration.
Rob, let me ask you. Yeah. Would you allow a brother to join your club of hatred?
You see, it's really difficult for me because if you truly hate all people, you don't want anyone in your club. So I feel I stand alone. My suggestion, start your own club of hatred.
But, Rob, aren't you thinking about having those hate seminars?
Yes.
Rob Spiewak's Hate in America.
You come to a local Hampton Inn, we make a nice weekend, and you get a continental breakfast.
And wouldn't you make this guy join your branch, wouldn't you make him bleach his skin like Michael Jackson?
That would only be plus points, of course.
Wouldn't matter. Rob can't have anybody in his club because he has to hate all people.
Everybody.
We can get together on a casual basis and hate together, but I can't have any entanglement.
Maybe at the big hate conventions like the Star Trek conventions.
But he can certainly stand on the podium at his hate seminars and lecture everybody and then ask them to leave.
Right. That's right. It's time for you to walk out single file. I said good day.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day
to you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, see you later.
All right. Welcome aboard, friend.
Bye-bye. Hello, Embry. Here we go. Embry from D.C., Virginia. Embry, hi.
How you doing?
Hi. Oh, is this the guy we're bowling your team next week?
Yes. I just forgot to tell Lisa the name of the team.
Who are you guys?
We're called Just Throw the Damn Ball.
Just Throw the Damn Ball.
And is your last name O'Mara?
No, it's not.
If your last name was O'Mara and you signed your emails Embry O.
No. Come on, don't bust my balls again.
No, are you guys any good?
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Pretty good?
Now, yeah, what average do you carry on your team?
Me?
No, the whole team.
Probably...
Take your time, Embry.
I'm going to...
Each of us probably 165 altogether.
And it's a five-person team?
I know about a 190.
Embry, you said I busted your balls again. When did we bust your balls before?
Oh, I think when he called originally.
Last time I called, you're like, Embryo!
I think we did it before. We did it with
you did.
Embryo.
See, and you didn't like that?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me.
So you're a five-man team, and your average is 165?
Probably somewhere around there.
That's about 825 per game, and we bowled last night. When we were at our best last night, we rolled 444.
Okay.
Oh, my God. We're going to get killed
Of course, we'll have another bowler. So,
Our team handicap's like 200 pens, and we usually throw 1,000 or more, so...
Okay, listen, you talk a good game. We'll see you Tuesday night, okay?
I will see you there.
Bye-bye, Embryo. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we can throw him off by yelling Embryo.
All right. I'm not predicting anything.
No, neither am I. Although, listen, I don't think... I mean, but you don't have to be like a genius to throw a ball straight down the alley, right?
No, I mean, it's practice, baby, practice. That's it. Because I think we all have to work on the hook. No, none of us throw curveballs.
That scares me. I'm not going
to
do that.
But, I mean, after a while, I think when we get better, we'll probably be able to develop that.
I like the right down the middle thing.
I loved watching those balls those guys threw from Jersey last night.
Amazing. One guy never even used the finger holes, which I hadn't seen before, but I don't get out much.
Right.
But he just, you know, hurled the ball.
Oh, really?
Amazing.
He wasn't using the finger holes?
Never used the finger holes.
Well, listen, we mentioned, I want to get to this real quickly, that we mentioned that we played a four-on-four last night. It was me and Mike and Buzz and Lisa, and obviously Buzz, who was there, did not bowl with us. And now with that part of the story, let's go to our recap announcer.
On an unseasonably balmy night in the heart of Linden, New Jersey, the Gutter Balls drove to the alley with the knowledge that they would go down to their next defeat. However, that was not to be the case. For in the lanes, the Jersey lanes, Linden, New Jersey, the Gutter Balls pulled one out like no team has ever pulled one out before. Halfway through, they realized that the victory was in sight. And then at the end of the game, it was unprecedented. The very first Gutter Ball victory over the Job Squad.
Howard, what do you think made the difference for the Gutter Balls this week?
There were many factors. There were many, many effects. It could have been the White Castle hamburgers consumed in mass before the match began. But no, I think the real reason, the linchpin of the entire evening, was the result of one strong issue.
What's
Buzz
that?
Burbank. Buzz Burbank sat down, retired himself, became, if you will, a cheerleader. That's right. It was not the skilled bowling of Don, Lisa, Rob, and Mike. What it was the lack of the ankle weight, the lack of the total disaster known as Buzz Burbank, who, with a bad throat and a pulled muscle in his side, unexpectedly pulled himself off the team, limiting the Gutter Balls to four players. But what happened? It was their first victory. One can only point to the lack of Buzz Burbank on the team as the sole reason the Gutter Balls triumphed over the Job Squad in Linden, New Jersey. Buzz Burbank had been dragging this team down to abysmal defeat after abysmal defeat. And when he finally saw the light and selflessly sat himself on the bench, putting on his cheerleader pom-pom skirt, it became quite evident that the Gutter Ball's key to success was not the overachieving bowling of the rest of the players, but the lack of participation of newsman Buzz Burbank.
But is it not true that last week in this very same soliloquy that you were claiming that Buzz was the reason that...
A prevarication, an aberration, a total departure from the norm. Buzz Burbank, not really capable. It was simply a magnificent departure from normal activity when he threw the three strikes in a row.
And what would you say about Buzz? Is he just people?
He's just people. Just Buzz Burbank. Just a newsman. A newsman who is not comfortable in the spotlight of a bowling team. He's comfortable back in the back row as the cheerleader.
Yeah.
Still wearing his jersey, but not in any way athletically participating in the contest at hand. Buzz doing what he does best. Watching, not participating.
I like to watch.
A fearmonger, if you will. A man who likes scaring the nation, but not bowling. Because, let's face it, he's just people. Buzz Burbank.
Let me ask you.
Doing his utmost for the team. Sitting his ass down.
Did Buzz seem upset by the fact that he was not playing?
Upset. Ridiculous concept. Overjoyed is the word I would use to describe Burbank, who found his true niche, standing back there drinking his Diet Pepsi and commiserating with the good people of the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey. Buzz is not an athlete. He's not someone who likes to be on the field of battle. He's not, if you will, a gladiator. What he is aforementioned cheerleading leader.
Yeah.
That's right. So, the next match, we will not have Buzz with a bowling ball in hand. We will have him with a megaphone in hand.
Yeah.
And perhaps a letter sweater with the word G for gutter balls, or FM for fearmonger. He will be Buzz Burbank, just a man, just people, standing by, watching others participate, and doing the best job he can with pom-poms, if you will. Buzz Burbank, a selfless individual, a dedicated team member, dedicated in his non-participation.
And that's the second week in a row now that Buzz has been the featured Gutterball Player of the Week.
And hats off to you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Enjoy your seat next week.
And once again, I'm the most improved player. So.
Now, Buzz, next week, well, what's your early thought? I know we're playing a day earlier next week. Do you think you'll be recovered to join the team?
I'm pleased to report that I'm feeling better, and the team doctor says I'm good to go for next Tuesday night.
Then I look for an enormous obstacle for the Gutter Balls to overcome. As Buzz Burbank rejoins the lineup, can the Gang of Five be overcome the Gang of Four score? We will see. We will see what happens. Good luck, Buzz, and heal that side. No oozing. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Because you're just people.
Just a man.
Flesh and bone.
Just people.
Burbank, the non-participant, will next week be Burbank the bowler. God, I hope he can come on strong.
But it's doubtful for this people.
Wow.
Yeah. The announcer.
Just people.
He's just people. He's a man. And in overcoming the hurdle of the White Castle debacle, which was unbelievable but true.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we got a break. We'll tell you what happened at White Castle.
Wow. Fast food God reaches damn. A new low point.
That was a mess. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Struggle on, Richard.
Hello. Chuck.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air, Chuck.
Hey, good morning. Love the show. I do quite a bit of travel. I just caught your show a few weeks ago out in Sacramento and got a taste of Buzz's birthday party. I enjoyed it.
So did I.
Thank you. Yeah, Buzz got a bigger taste than you. I guarantee that.
My concern, guys, and the reason I'm calling is you changed your programming here in the D.C. area. When I get off work, I got... I think it's Opie and Andy or somebody like that, and although they're growing on me like a fungus, they're not down in my...
Well, listen, there's nothing we can do about that.
Just remember, we're all people.
Just people. This is our new home. This is our new time slot, man. You just got to go with it.
Talk to my employer and see what I can do about getting some time during the middle of the day to listen to you. Love
all right.
You so good.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Listen to all the shows on JFK,
yeah,
for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Don the Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing, man? My name is Dwayne. I'm calling from the D.C. area.
Yeah, hi.
I'm trying to be a D.A., but why are you always busting on O.J.? We don't know if the guy's guilty or not.
Oh, come on. You're goofing us.
No, not really, really.
Come on. You're goofing us.
There's one guy that I got to agree with because he wants to see O.J. off. I don't want to see him off for one, but it doesn't matter to me. You guys will know if he did it.
Oh, come on. He did it. You know he did it.
I'm an outrage candidate, but I never did it.
But let me tell you right now, it's fun. We all know the overwhelming evidence from his first trial would point to guilt, murder guilt. And then, of course, the road rage trial, just another opportunity for O.J. to slip through the cracks.
Now, the only way I would believe that if Fitzpatrick would have had a great ass, then I might have believed it.
A great ass!
But he's just a man.
Just a man.
Just a great ass.
Just a killer.
Caller's right.
Just a killer.
Buzz agrees with you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how's it going, Don and Mike?
It's going great, thanks.
Hey, Father Time can't bowl.
Pardon me? Oh, Father Time can't bowl.
Oh, God. Hey, I've been listening to you guys for like a couple of years, and I've really been appreciated. You guys are like fathers to me, you know? It's like Don took me into his loving embrace and like gave me the tough love that I needed.
Oh, my God.
But unfortunately, he didn't give me enough because I'm going to my arraignment for probably a year jail sentence. So I hope you guys are on when I'm out.
What'd you do?
Marijuana.
Okay, you could be my son.
Yeah, I could be.
I mean, that certainly is not an indictment of my son.
No.
Simply,
goodbye. Well, look, I just wanted to say thanks for everything. And
You sound unbelievably chipper for a person that's just about to go in and get gang raped.
Hey, look, no, I'm just going to jail. I'm not going to prison.
The worst thing
you're going to do to me is make me not smoke cigarettes for like a year.
He thinks there's a difference between jail and prison.
Yeah.
He thinks that his coolie will not be used as a love device in jail.
Have you been to jail before?
No.
Well, get ready. You might want to bring some lubricant with you.
That's right. And some salad dressing.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to be fun at all.
Toss my salad.
I normally don't ask this of guys, but who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Gary Newman.
Down goes the inmate.
Gary Newman?
You mean the guy who sang Cars?
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm a goth.
You're a what?
A goth.
Yeah, I have to shave my head, but before I go in, I have a mohawk.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
there will be a man... A man who looks like Ving Rhames in the prison. You will be his wife.
Like the HBO show.
Look, definitely it's not like that at all. It's just going to be jail. I'll probably get good time served, so I'll probably be that.
How old are you?
Huh? 24.
You know what he's picturing? He's picturing the Mayberry Courthouse.
Yeah. Right.
It ain't going to happen, Pally.
Not at all, Rob. Because I remember, I saw an episode where Jack Nicholson was a bad guy, and he ended up, going out to dinner with the Mayberry family or whatever.
Son, I hear mohawk.
You're not going to let me out at all.
I hear the goth look, the mohawk. Do you have piercings and tattoos?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Man. Let me ask you, son, which parent was not in the house growing up?
Both.
Both parents?
Yeah.
Just parents.
No parents? You were all by yourself?
Just people.
And what a shame.
Just people.
Yeah.
And now, nothing
I can do about that.
Just anal.
I think we've demonstrated exactly what happens to an individual who is raised by this program.
Yeah, well, I guess so, huh?
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot. All single malt Scott sends his love.
He is not the same.
If you can remember way back when.
He's not the same euphoric lad that he was when he called in.
No.
Well, I didn't expect you guys to make my day any brighter. That's for sure. I've been listening for a long time.
I expect that you will be buying many packages of gauze.
And maybe some do-it-yourself sutures.
I have to ask you, young man.
Yeah, what's up?
With you facing the criminal justice system at its very worst, have you changed or mended your ways?
Absolutely not.
Oh, good luck.
There you go.
Absolutely not. It's a freaking plant.
Will you entertain?
It grows on the ground.
Can you entertain one other question?
Sure.
Youngster, what level of education have you completed?
I graduated high school. I did some of the courses, the CLEP tests in the Navy.
Which high school?
Mannheim American High School in Germany.
Named after Cameron Mannheim.
In Germany, Rob, your favorite country.
I don't understand. Why do they teach listening there?
Okay. All right, well, listen, call us up.
Could not be more proud.
Hello, Dan. You know that guy, Don? You know the guy who was just on the phone?
No, but he's not going to go to jail. I got arrested for 2 counts of intent to distribute, which is a lot worse than just getting caught with some pot. And I'm not even going to go to jail, so...
Well, I see that we have all the quality members of society flooding our phone lines.
Advertisers, what segment of society do you want to reach?
But there's a chance that there was more than that guy was telling us. Yeah. I mean, if he's going to jail, it could be more than just... what he's saying.
No, I can't imagine a lad. I can't imagine a lad like that would lie.
Hey, you don't think so?
Not one little bit.
Hello, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, you're on the air. Kevin, hello.
Please do not judge a man by the cut of his mohawk, but by the content of his character.
Patience running low with Kevin.
Kevin, I hear you. I hear you breathing.
What the F's he doing?
What an incredible, the depth of moron.
What a D.A.
A dumbass.
Let's go to Ryan in Alaska. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what
man.
What are you guys talking about?
Pardon me?
What are you guys talking about?
Get a radio.
You still on the bowling subject?
Oh, I get it. You're calling from Alaska, so you're not going to hear us for a couple hours, right?
Yeah, we don't hear you yet.
Yeah, you got to call your local station, man. Get them run the show live, local Alaska
time.
Well,
then I'd have to get up at 4 in the morning.
It's all about you, isn't it, Ryan? But imagine,
yes, it is.
Imagine you listen to this show, if you will, and imagine the breaks being put on a broadcast when someone calls and simply says, what are you doing? Duh.
Hey, goodbye. I have some advice.
Goodbye. No. Yeah. I'm hanging up on you.
Goodbye, wow. Ryan.
Right. Hello. What's your name? Pavan? Pavan?
Pavan.
Pavan. Pavan.
How's it going?
Hey.
Good.
Is it down to Mike?
Yeah, hi, Pavan.
How are you?
We're great, thanks.
I'm from Queens, and I was smoking a joint one day, and got caught by the sergeant, taken to jail, spent it overnight. With like 13 big, huge guys. And, pretty scary.
What an incredible story that was. Well written. It had a title. It had a middle. It had an end.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Pavan.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Thank you later.
No, it doesn't kill brain cells.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Bob. You're on the air.
All right, guys. I'm going to take a bong here for you guys on the air, if that's okay.
Oh, God.
All right, here it goes. Hold on.
All right,
that was through you guys.
Okay, see ya.
Back to surgery.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My God, what has happened with the opening segment?
What? I don't know.
It's pandemonium.
And who influences these kids?
Who's next? Woody Harrelson?
Thank you for the touchstones. Let's clear the lines and get a call. 1-800-877-365-3636. New York at 877-692-1027. Oh, listen, we got the great prize again, the airfare anywhere in the contiguous United States.
Yeah, that's the part that's connected.
If you're the 100th caller now, oh, and we want to thank Chantilly Bowling Supplies and SonicPromos.com for helping us with the equipment for the bowling last night for the Victorious Gutter Balls. Call 100 right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
Try listening in the Fart Sack, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, time for call number 100. Here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Am I calling 100?
Yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Shahed Hunt.
Shahed Hunt? Where are you calling from, Shahed?
I'm calling from South River right now.
All right.
Now
listen, Shahed, you won round-trip airfare for two from Orbitz.com.
Are you serious?
Yes. Go anywhere except Alaska or Hawaii.
Oh, my God. This isn't a practical joke.
No, this is what you really won. You won this. This is your prize, Shahed.
Visit planet Earth via Orbitz.com. Mike, that's Shahed, I believe.
Is it Shahed?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Hey,
Shahed.
You know my name.
It's not Shahed.
Shahed.
It's Shahed.
That's correct.
Yes, sir, it is.
That Orbitz.com, that's Orbitz with a Z.
I think I can't breathe, man.
The travel site with the most low fare is proudly created by the world's leading airlines. Well, listen, Shahed, thank you for listening and calling and enjoy your trip.
Oh, thank you, Radio Gods, Don and Mike. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Wow. Enjoy your trip anywhere in the contiguous United States.
Great. Good day for Shahed.
So, So listen, last night we leave the city very early to get out to Linden, New Jersey.
Good thing.
Because the traffic is ridiculous.
Yeah, traffic when we were heading out of the Lincoln Tunnel was bad, but I mean on the other side I felt for those people.
So just people, just commuters.
Oh man, really that looked like what, 2.5 hours probably to get into the city?
So we left way early, and as it turns out our bowling match was scheduled against the job squad at 8 o'clock.
We made great time as it turned out.
We pulled up in front of the lanes at 7.
Too early.
Now, we don't know what to do. We're thinking, we can go in and have a drink. And
we were the brain dead. We were the ultimate brain dead posse. As we just sat there and I said, what do you want to do?
And, I don't know. Grummy food poisoning.
Right.
You know, she's screaming the whole time. I want to eat. I want food. I got to get something to eat.
That started in the city. I want spaghetti. I want a hot dog.
I want Chinese food.
Oh,
I want
Chinese food. Pizza. Oh,
I'd kill for a cheeseburger.
I want it.
This is the same girl yesterday, 24 hours ago, was in there screaming she had food poisoning.
Exactly.
Well, we all know that it wasn't food poisoning, okay?
Yeah, it was vodka poisoning.
Right. Good old Rummy.
VP.
So Rummy's screaming about getting some food. So we've got, I don't know, like 40 minutes before we got a bowl. So she says to Richard, let's find a place to go.
We decide fast food is the route we'll go, and we'll just go get some burgers.
So we go past Uncle Charlie's go-go place and past a couple of car demolition places.
Right.
And we get up to, there's an Exxon station on the right, and on the left there's a White Castle.
White Castle, nice. And we get very excited because we're like, let's go in and get some, what do they call them?
Sliders.
Sliders, yeah, some death balls. And, of course, Rob wants us to go there because the name.
Yes. White Castle. Right, of course. Castle.
So we pull up, and there's a couple of cars in front of us, and it takes, from the time we pulled in line, there were two cars in front of us. From the time we pulled in line, it took 10 minutes, easily 10 minutes.
To get up to the part where we order, at least.
To get to where we order.
We're sitting there going, hey, what's the deal? You know, is there some kind of problem?
So, you know, at White Castle, the death balls, the hamburgers, they're like as big as a quarter.
Tiny. Very small.
They're very small. So what you do is you order them, you used to order them by the sack.
Yes.
And,
the sack.
You know, you'd go out and you get bombed at 3 a.m, you'd go to White Castle or go to Little Tavern and you'd order like 50 of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you just get all liquored up and then you'd eat 50 of these hamburgers because you eat them in one bite. They're so small. Mm-hmm. So it's not an out of the ordinary order when you have 6 people to order 30 of these little teeny hamburgers.
Yeah, it works out to about 5 apiece.
So we pull up and Richard rolls down the window and you hear, of course, the
welcome to White Castle. How may I serve you?
And then Richard attempts to order not once, not twice, not 3 times, not 4 times, I am not exaggerating, not 5, probably about 8 times.
Yeah. Now, you be Richard and I'll be the girl behind the girl behind the counter.
All right, I'd like 30 cheeseburgers.
What?
I'd like 30 cheeseburgers, please.
Welcome to White Castle, hello.
Yes, I'd like 30 cheeseburgers.
How many cheeseburgers? Hello?
Hi, I'd like to order 30 cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Now, this is when Richard starts laughing.
And then, you know, that goes through. He does that with the cheeseburgers. Uh-huh. He does it with the drinks.
And the fries.
And it's made funnier because there's like a small video monitor
right
when you're talking.
And you're watching as he is saying 30 cheeseburgers, and she puts down 2.
And it just keeps coming.
You know, it's got
wrong.
That thing where the screen says to make your order better. You see how
to ensure
screen
accuracy, which was, I mean, that technology was designed for this joint.
You see what she's written down. So after 5 minutes of this, at first it's funny,
right?
Then we're getting pissed.
It is the highest level. We used to have a discussion about it. Who were the dumbest fast food places?
White Castle.
And right now, this blew anything away. We're not even up at the window to pick up food. This has already eclipsed anything I've ever seen in fast food as far as stupidity is
concerned.
So,
Richard is He's laughing, but everybody else is getting pissed at this.
Because he does it with the burgers. They finally get the burger order right. Then he goes on to the drinks. He's ordering three Diet Cokes and three regular Cokes. Mm-hmm. She can't, that is absolutely impossible for this woman to handle.
So what I do then is I get out of the car, and I go and stand directly in front of the clown's mouth, or whatever the hell it is there.
Right.
And I just scream into the speaker,
"Hi!
Hi!"
And then she hears you loud and clear.
Yeah, she gets, "Hi, welcome to White Castle."
Right.
I said, 30 cheeseburgers, 6 fries, 6 Cokes, 4 of them diet.
Pull around, please.
Right, and then we ended up getting 6 regular Cokes.
So we pull around, and then the great wait begins.
Oh, my God.
What was the total time we sat there?
We were in this fast food restaurant. From the time we pulled in to the drive-thru, 40 minutes.
At least.
40 minutes.
The better part of an hour.
At least.
Yeah, I would say it's closer to 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah, yep. And you know how they get you? Because as soon as we got up to the window,
right,
they took the money.
They take the money and
right
then
away.
They go into the baton death march.
And they do the old-time thing where they, it's the thing that's on a twirling thing.
Yeah, the thing that assures
is right.
that makes sure that there is absolutely no way you can communicate with them once they have your money.
Right, so you give them the money and the little rotisserie thing turns around.
Turntable.
The turntable turns around. And the money's inside.
Right. Where is it?
Trapped. Yeah. There was a serious belief by the end of the evening that we thought that they had taken this burger process to the very beginning. Like, perhaps they had a head of cattle back there that they were stunning before they slaughtered it.
We're waiting, and I'll be honest, although I managed to force down 4 or 5 of those things, I was not...
6.
I was not starved. I didn't have 6.
You didn't have 6?
I did not have 6.
I thought you had 6.
I did not have 6.
I did.
I counted. Because there was some left in the car when we came back.
That's right. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
So, I'm not starved. I'm not as pissed as everybody else. Lisa wins the prize.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Lisa was actually beating her head
right
against the roof of the car.
Because towards the end, right before we got the stuff, you and I had kind of made that decision, hey, F it. We'd reimburse Richard for the money, money.
Look, it's 5 till 8.
It's ridiculous.
We're going to be late to get to the bowling alley. Let's go. At that point, Lisa goes like,
no.
She goes berserk crazy, bangs her head against the top of the car.
Right.
Actually leans over through the front seat,
yep.
Like
into
to start screaming at whoever, at the people who can't hear her behind the bulletproof glass.
And wonderful, sweet, understanding, patient Richard, is not yelling at these people. And we are in the back; we can't see what's going on. But at one point, I requested permission to yell, and then I went, "Where the F is our food?"
So we get the food. We finally get it. Part of it is that they package it like in a little suitcase,
a little cardboard suitcase. There's way too much packaging going on.
You know, if they would just take the food and throw it in a bag.
Right, just a sack, a greasy sack.
That'd be fine, but what they do is they put each of these little quarter-sized hamburgers.
Didn't they used to wrap them in paper?
Yeah, they put each of them in a little box.
Yeah,
and
like,
then they put
like
the
a holster almost.
They put the box inside like this plastic suitcase.
A burger holster.
Which has got like a queer handle and everything.
It was
on
pretty
it.
Neat though when we opened it up and we looked at that feast of burgers
so,
in there.
So we get this, and as we're driving by the window, I roll down the window and give him the finger, right?
Yeah, and you do this as we are moving at a fairly decent clip of speed. So your intended recipient, the worker that was back there, the slow person, it was not. It was received by a strapping gentleman that was in line waiting to get his burgers, and he turned just as you were flipping him off.
So he flipped me off?
Yeah, Mike says to me, "Hey, you just gave that brother the finger.
You gave the wrong guy the finger. Richard, drive faster."
Yeah. So now I'm worried that this black guy's going to come out of the White Castle and beat my ass.
Because we don't look too elitist anyway, getting out with our bowling shirts on in the limo. Of the limo. Stretch limo.
So I got my arm going out, and it wasn't like a 1 second finger.
Right, right.
I let the finger go out there for like 5 or 6 seconds.
You just held it up, and it was like, the Pope greeting people along the parade route.
And then Mike says, "Oh, out. Jesus Christ, some guy in there thinks you gave him the finger, some guy who doesn't work at the restaurant. So we get a, and then that's when I didn't say anything to you or anybody.
Right.
But that's when my shorts started creeping up my bung, because we've pulled up now to the lane where we merged to get out of there.
Yeah.
And Richard's not driving because he's unwrapping his food and eating his food.
Exactly.
And I'm sitting there.
Yeah, it was the slowest merge onto a highway that I've ever seen in my life.
I'm waiting all of a sudden for this gigantic. Yes, like a guy like Ving Rhames, you know, to come up and bang on the window.
Gee, there's no there are no cars coming to the left. Why aren't we pulling out? Munch, munch, munch.
Yeah. why'd you give me the finger? And that fun?
Come out of the limo.
Come out of that car. Come talk to me. I'm just paralyzed with fear.
But Richard was like everybody else. Richard probably wasn't even hungry an hour earlier.
Right.
But after we had gotten there. But it was a good way to kill an hour out there.
That's the worst, though. That's the worst one ever. Hey, Walter.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Walter, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah. I live in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right by Linden.
Oh, lucky man. When are you moving?
Yeah, very funny. Try going to any White Castle in this entire state. Wow. You get the same thing.
It is. I mean, it is a new low as far as service at a fast food joint.
The only time to go there, and it's the worst trying to go there at like 1, 2 in the morning, because everybody's all stoned and drunk.
Well, I mean, what I was thinking, it's not like they make... What is the discussion we had at one point about making the burgers one at a time or something like that?
They should be mass-produced, but I believe they do it the old... They do it the old-fashioned way.
It's incredible, but they're tiny little things. You can put, like, 70 of them on a grill.
What I think is, like, one lady who actually mashes out each little individual hamburger, Freddy, and then turns them over.
And then they've got to be steamed once they're assembled. I mean, it's complicated.
Rob, how the hell do you know
Buzz
this?
Buzz told me this.
Buzz, you told her... They have to be steamed?
Yeah, they do. That's what makes the bun extra.
So they all suck. Walter, all the White Castles in New Jersey suck?
Every one of them.
Can't argue with those burgers once you slide them down, though.
Good.
Yeah, but then the next day you're crying.
Oh, I swear to God. And I mean, that evening at the bowling alley, anybody standing next to me, I was burping up stuff that I've never burped up in my life.
Hold on. Here's Jeff, who was at the same White Castle last night. Jeff, you went there?
Well, I was there about 9 o'clock. You know, I didn't know you guys were going to be in Linden. I was pulling my hair out just about an hour ago when you guys were talking about where you were. But sure enough, I pull into the place. It had to be the same lady because she had some sort of accent. I actually got out like you did, and I'm yelling into the thing. She finally gets the order. Now I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting. There's only one car in front of us. Finally, I just pull over to the side. I walk in, and I'm like, can I have my money back, please? They refuse to give me my money back.
Oh, my God. I actually
just took the food. I left it on the counter, so I wouldn't even touch this because I was afraid maybe they did the dirty deed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
don't think that didn't come up a couple of times, too. But they're going to spit in our food.
I really feel bad for Lisa, though, because that pretty head of hers, she was banging it against the wall. She really should have went in and started screaming. Maybe you would have got maybe a few sacks for free.
I don't know.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
Lisa's gotten a few sacks for free over the years.
Lisa was the funniest, though. Really, really getting mad and really screaming her head off, and then boom, boom. Boom, boom, banging her head against the roof of the car.
That was so funny.
How come we don't have our food?
Unbelievable, but true.
Mike in Staten Island. Mike, hi.
Hey, Radio Goddesses, how are you?
Hi there. You're on the air, Mike.
Hey, Staten Island. Just coming back, 12:30 the other night. I'm thinking, all right, the only thing open right now is White Castle. Who's going to be there? It's 12:30, in and out, get my food. Bang. Go in there. There's a huge line. And we're all just standing there. I look at the guy in front of me, like, you waiting here? So I was on the drive-thru for 20 minutes. Had to come back inside.
You know, and they're the only game in town. This is a company that's ripe for competition.
And, you know, we had that thought also. Should we at some point just get out of the car and go inside?
Right.
But Lisa had gone inside, a very dangerous move, incidentally. Gone inside the White Castle to change her clothes.
Yeah, very scary.
Because she was afraid to take her shirt off in front of us in the car. Right.
And, you know, this is the attraction.
Well, you were.
Not afraid.
Well, no, she was trying to. She didn't have her bowling shirt on.
Right, I know.
And, you know, we're like her brothers. I mean, for goodness sakes. She could have taken her shirt off in front of us, but no, she... she chose to go inside, you know, and I was really trying to play that. I'm going to say, well, listen, where do you think you're going to be safer? We'll all turn our heads.
Right.
Or you can, you know... good luck. You're going into a White Castle in New Jersey to change your clothes.
As Don fumbles for the light in the
light.
Need some light on that subject right there.
But she said when she came in the back of the car from changing her clothes, she said it's just as bad inside. Mm-hmm. It's like people who've been waiting inside in line for 20 minutes.
Well, and I think it's like us. The attraction of the White Castle, food so bad for you, it's good.
Oh, it's delicious.
Hello, right. here's Jeff in Winchester. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, you guys obviously have forgotten the immortal words of Joe Pesci. Never go through the drive-thru. They F you in the drive-thru. Always say F you in the drive-thru.
That's true.
But you guys get 50 miles away and you never know it. Hey, thanks a lot. Have fun.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
We do.
Here is Tracy from Iowa, I think. Tracy.
Hey, good morning or good afternoon, guys. White Castle, and then you drank on top of them, too?
No, not heavy drinking. Not a lot. Not like rummy drinking, no.
Oh, okay. So.
And we
what?
Lost
Hello?
His, lost his signal.
Yeah.
No, he's back. What do you want?
Sorry, man. We're way out here in Iowa.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Talk.
What can we do for you?
Oh, well, hey, yesterday their show was great.
You're talking to us.
I've been trying to turn the people on at work to your show.
Hey, listen, Tracy, you're talking to us right now.
Okay.
But you just said yesterday they.
Well, yesterday you guys had a great show.
All right, thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks.
And I was trying to turn everybody on at work to your show, The Pumpkin Love. And
Are you a lawyer out there in Iowa City?
Yeah, KCJJ. I'm a drug dealer out here, or a pharmaceutical rep.
Oh, you're a okay. I thought you might have been the DA.
Drug dealer.
I might have been the DA. Okay,
you can tell Buzz, there. It's the good stuff, too.
All right, excellent.
But anyway, these ladies at work said if I didn't turn you off, they're going to get me for sexual harassment.
You know, we could get that drop in from Law and Order.
Yeah.
That turn, whatever we get in the end.
If you don't turn those guys off, they're sick, they're evil, they have no morals. They'll go, yeah, they're great. If I had to go out and listen to your show out in the car.
No, wait, hold on. Let me listen. I think I follow what this guy is saying. I think I have figured this out.
That's incredible. You've broken the code?
He's listening to the show yesterday in the office that he works in. Women who are in the office don't like the fact that we had the Pumpkin Love show on. They said to him, and tell me if I'm hearing this right, if he left the show on, they're going to sue him for sexual harassment.
Correct.
who are these nutty bitches you're working with?
They are. That's why I'm usually out on the road, but I had to go in yesterday, and then they said you guys are sick, evil, and have no morals. Well, I agreed with that, but I thought... So then I had to go out. I took a lunch break. I just stayed out in my car and did some paperwork out there and listened to them because...
You mean listen to us?
They're a bunch of old hags.
You mean you listen to us, not listen to them?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're having difficulty, like, discerning between saying us or them. Like, sometimes you talk about us like you're not talking to us.
Sorry.
Yeah, what's okay. with that?
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, great. Thanks for coming to Iowa.
I don't know where you were going when you said, are you a lawyer? And then DA.
DA would be great because then we can get that, Rob, if we can ever get that Law and Order sound.
Hey, I'm sure
like
that
the change of scene.
I'm sure we can get a tape of Law and Order where they're saying, you know, I want to talk to the DA.
Yeah, absolutely. oh, every episode, I'm sure there's DA mentioned.
LA Law would have a lot of DA in it.
Right.
Hello, Bob. Bob in Jersey, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
It's almost tomorrow.
They guessed my name wrong. Listen, I don't know which White Castle you were in, but I was in the one in East Orange, and I had to be the only white guy in there. I got dirty looks from everybody, including the cop, the black cop that was there. Man, I was scared. I had two black friends with me, and they were like, how's it feel, Ed?
And you would think you'd be treated better at a White Castle, huh?
I don't know what I was thinking, but I was drinking at the time.
You would think so. Hi, Lisa.
Same thing happened to me last night when I went in. I happened to be the only white person in there, and everybody, all the tons of people that were sitting waiting for the food, all of them stopped talking and turned around and just stared at me. And I had to wait in line for the bathroom because there was a woman in there with
her little daughter. Well, maybe it's because you're a POA. Maybe it wasn't because you're white. Yeah. Maybe it's because you're a POA.
Yeah,
you're
right. That was unfair of me.
I think really it's probably, you know, people, at least I'm going to let you in on the fact that there are occasionally people that stare. Yeah. At you.
That's your white
Weren't
devil.
You just telling me the other day that someone whose name shall remain nameless, but who works here, was just openly staring at your boobs?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. And it was Ken Stevens.
No, but someone who works closely with Ken. Yeah, you got it.
No, come back. Come here now. We didn't say his name. Just tell everybody what he was doing.
We were talking.
You're blushing.
I wonder why.
Not as white now.
So I look away. You know, I'm chatting. I look away, and I look back, and just staring at my boobs. and not even trying to hide the fact either. So, you know, I kind of move and make the eye contact again, and he's looking at me again. And once again, you know, when you're chatting, and then you kind of look at something and look back, and he's staring at my boobs again.
Staring at the boobs.
Was that the day you were wearing the XO cleavage revealing torn t-shirt?
Yeah, I
remember that.
There you go. Who can blame the guy?
Buzz
Burbank right here.
Good eye, Buzz.
Thank you. Not that I memorized it.
Hello, Justin, Don and Mike show. Hello.
XO Communications.
Hello.
Hello.
Justin, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
One time, me and my friends smoked a bowl behind White Castle.
Yeah.
We went to Stiletto's, a strip joint in Jersey.
Yeah.
And my friend puked all over the strippers at the bar.
Oh, my God. There's a mole.
That's real bad.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone get sick in a strip joint.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, it was great. We had to drag him out. The bouncers were trying to beat the crap out of him.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, God.
It was hysterical.
Yeah.
I was thinking,
vomiting on a stripper. Why is that funny?
Because it is.
It is.
Hello, Scott. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, every time you tell one of these stories about Lisa getting drunk and stuff like this, or when you go out, why don't you roll tape? Seriously, why don't you take a tape recorder?
You know, you should
I would pay money to listen to Lisa banging her head against
the girl does do something almost every time we go out with her.
Yeah, we got to wire her up.
Almost every single time.
We could TiVo her.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
We got a roll here. We got one more call before it breaks. Go to Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike, Radio Gods.
Hey, buddy.
Jimmy from Staten Island.
Howdy, Jimmy.
Listen, you know, White Castle tastes great going in, but the next morning, that BM from the White Castle is so toxic it gets strip paint.
I haven't had mine yet. I'm good.
Oh, wait. It's a brewing.
I haven't
had mine
yet.
It's a brewing.
That's the thing. It's a brewing. I haven't had mine yet. That's disturbing.
My BM this morning was like artwork.
Really?
It was
spin art?
Yeah, spin art.
Yeah. Multicolored?
Yeah.
Jackson Pollock?
Let me just say that it was very Pollock-ish.
Very good.
Ed Harris as Pollock. It was so bad that I had to use, you know that little brush you got by the toilet, that thing there?
Oh, really?
I had to pull that baby out to actually do some scrubbing
that's
action.
Good. Well, that's good. That's very responsible. You could have just left it there.
Because there was some splatter action happening.
Until it turns to concrete.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Before it sets.
Who's hungry now?
We've got to, I am.
Are you really?
No, I'm kidding. Are you kidding? I couldn't eat a thing. We got a break. The kid, the college radio kid, who we told could come in and interview us for his college radio show.
Oh, yeah. He's here.
He's here, and we'll bring him in right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face-to-face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's a national number, and here's the number from New York. 877-692-1027.
It's the home of the Glastonbury Golden Boy.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
Those are the phones. 877-365-3636. 877-692-1027. When we give away money, and we're giving away an S-load of money.
Oh, yeah.
On the show in the next couple of weeks. All the money we give away is courtesy of Simply Wireless and Sprint PCS. At Simply Wireless, you can get Sprint PCS nationwide network, serving over 300 major metropolitan cities.
They're simply charming.
Go to simplywireless.com. We thank them very much for the money.
Yeah.
We're going to be giving away more money next week on the show when we get back to D.C. from WJFK. We're going to be having our scary stunt contest.
Whoa!
Where you could just come in and, like, it's like when guys have come in and tied weights to their nuts and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
stuff that's so disturbing it's scary.
Yeah, we're going to have one of those. Our scary, it's a freak show, but it's the scary.
Scary.
Are you scared, kids?
Scared.
And get ready for the vomitorium with the first ever pumpkin pie eat-off.
Yeah, you know, blueberry pie, apple pie, those are your normal pumpkin pie eating contests. Pumpkin pie is just weird.
It's very rich, very custardy.
Yeah. And the deal is going to be that we're going to have an incredible array and assortment of pumpkin pies, and we're going to have a time limit.
And how many pies or how much pie you can ingest?
Yes, you get paid per pie.
Right.
And the faster you eat the pie, the more money you can make.
Fantastic.
So
get the trash cans ready.
Those are coming up on the show next week. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
All right, this is Robert from Sacramento.
Hi, Robert.
And I just want to know if you're going to be making any pies from the pumpkin orgy you had from yesterday.
No, all the guys and girls took their pumpkins home with them yesterday.
Oh, are they planning on making pies with them then?
You bet.
Don't know, thank you. Don't know.
Roy, he's been thinking about it all night.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? Listen, I want a bowl.
You want to bowl? If you want to bowl us,
but here's the deal.
What?
I want to be bowling with you guys, because I think you guys can use the help.
I'm sure we could, but
but then it won't be a triumph when we come back and win again.
We got it. It's got to be just us. If you want to bowl us, though, if you got a team, call Lisa.
Okay, well, there's only two of us then, but we'll bowl all of you.
2-on-4, 2-on-5, we'll take those odds.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We can do that.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. Hey, there's some good stuff on the instant feedback. Joe One Leg from Jersey writes, Don and Mike, let me get this straight. You, with the only white chick, that must be for Lisa, getting ugly looks from the whole place, so you continue to wait and you change there? I love you, Rummy, but you're not very bright. Never change in a white castle.
Don't go change it.
Bubba from New York writes, the reason there's always a long wait is that some idiot orders 500 fish sandwiches the moment you get there. Let me see.
Do they sell fish sandwiches at White Castle?
I think they do.
Boy, that's good fish.
Here's one from Bobby. A white chick hanging around in a White Castle in New Jersey. Jesus Christ, was she still drunk? Hey, Rummy, bad move. Here's one from D. Martz. White Castle sobers me up every time I go there. You wait 40 minutes, no matter it's 7 p.m. or 4 a.m. Always a line, and they're so friggin' stupid. One time they forgot to take my money. I just got to the window and drove off with my food. Let's see. White Castle serves new camel burgers. Tony from Edison writes, Don and Mike, I went to White Castle with three of my drunk-ass friends. We ordered 40 burgers. They put the bags on the spinning window, and the bags fell on the ground. I demand new burgers, picked up the bag, and started eating the burgers that fell on the ground. In another 20 minutes, they replaced the original order. When they come back to the window, we're sitting there eating like fat slobs. They started screaming at us in foreign languages. Good times. Don and Mike, here's my worst fast food story. Burger King in Alpharetta, Georgia. I order lunch for myself, my wife, and two kids. It went like this. I need a Whopper with cheese, fries, and a Coke, Whopper Jr., and a Coke, and two cheeseburger kids meals. The response? Okay, Whopper? Everything is slower below the Mason-Dixon line.
I can't imagine.
Everybody's got their story. Dear Don and Mike, this comes from Adam. The experience you're relating on the air is why we call that particular White Castle White Hassle.
That's great.
Let me see. Don and Mike, was Lisa the only one at the bowling alley drinking milk? No, actually, Lisa drank last night.
Yes, she did.
Let me see. Michelle from Sacramento. Guys, want to let you know yesterday's show was the funniest damn one I've heard. We were talking about it last night at darts. None of us will ever look at a pumpkin in the same light. And then what is this? Please tell Lisa. Everybody just keeps writing. Please tell Lisa. Please tell Lisa. Please tell Lisa. Please tell Lisa. Everything's about Lisa. Everything's about Lisa and drinking.
And the White Castle.
And the White Castle. The
White Hassle.
White Hassle.
That's perfect.
That's funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Winston.
Oh, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I know you've gotten off the subject, but I got to go back to the O.J. Simpson. Did you all see, after the trial, he was signing autographs with the jurors?
Are you asking me?
I mean, they went right live to the courtroom. He was just signing autographs, you know, shaking hands with the jurors.
Hello.
Happy.
Hello, O.J. Hello.
Wow, it's amazing.
And on the show, it was like two white women and a white guy as the and a black guy as the host. And the white women were calling him the devil and stuff like that.
Oh, come on. What show would have a white woman have the balls to call O.J. the devil?
Well, I guess they figured they were strong enough because there were two of them, so.
Wow.
He's the devil.
He's the devil.
He's the devil. O.J., may I have your autograph? I'd be glad to.
It wasn't Greta Van Susteren, was it?
I think one of them were.
Really?
One of them were.
The devil? Greta Van Susteren called O.J. the devil?
I don't think so.
Wow.
And,
all right.
Did you see him on BET when he was talking about how it's hard for him to be a single father now?
And, well, it is.
And he was talking about how he would think back on how his wife would handle things with the kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know what I read about the thing is when the road rage thing happened, when he jumps out of the car to go to do whatever he did to the other guy, the kids are in the car and they scream, "Not again, Daddy."
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not making that up. That's not a goof.
To do that with your kids alone, and then, you know, and now he's walked again.
Not again, Daddy.
Rewarded for that behavior.
This teaches a valuable lesson to Americans everywhere. If you're going to kill your wife, think of how it's going to affect your parenting later on down the road.
Yeah, very, that's the responsible way to do it.
Juice.
Why are you doing this?
Juice, not guilty. I maintain again, O.J. Simpson should play the lottery every friggin' day. He is the luckiest man in America.
This will eventually, don't worry, he's getting there all the wrong messages.
Oh, Mike, listen, hold on a second. How could you say? The guy's already committed the worst crime you could commit. He cut his wife's head off and he got away with it.
It'll catch up with him. I swear to God, it will eventually. He will be back in a courtroom. He will be. I think that the guy's probably got to feel like Superman right now. So, and now after this, people are going to F with him more. And he's going to probably get into another situation.
I'm signing autographs.
F you, O.J.
Hey, you know that team that you played yesterday was named after Al Snow, right?
Yes. Oh, that's right. No, yeah, we know the Job Squad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the wrestler who mankind hates.
Al Snow.
Yeah, we got that. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Are the phones? We got to reset the phones. National line 877-365-3636 from New York. Your number is 877-692-1027. Hello, Jeff.
Yo.
Hey, Jeff, you're on the air. Hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
You actually get the same problem at every White Castle in Jersey. Yeah. And I actually live 2 minutes away from where you guys bowled, but I had to go to school, you know. And we actually got kicked out of there once because we started throwing our onions at the ladies. I worked there. And, like, the guy was actually yelling at us. The guy who was, these onions were, like, pretty old and hard. And the guy that started yelling at us, he had no teeth. So we were wondering where the onions actually came from.
His teeth.
Hey, all right, his teeth for his... Okay, thank you, my friend.
We started, hassle.
We started throwing onions at them. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Gene calling. I wanted to ask Don and Mike about Elian Gonzalez's cousin. I have a newsflash for him.
Hey, Gene, it's us.
Oh, you're there?
No, Gene, you're on the air, Gene.
That's hard to believe. Anyway, you remember whatever her name was, Mary Slasis, whoever?
Yeah, no, that's the broad that was screaming on TV about little Elian?
Yeah, the really cute, it was his cousin or his big sister, whoever the hell she was.
Right.
Okay.
So anyway, a good friend of mine works at a creative artist agency, the management company.
Yeah?
Yeah, wait about 6-8 months, you're going to see a whole new Mary, whatever her name was. She's got a whole image. They're putting her in a movie. It's supposedly like a softcore thing, and she's going to be doing some modeling, supposedly.
Hey, I would watch her in a softcore.
Yeah, she was hot.
Oh. She was unbelievable. Are you kidding?
I'd watch her in a softcore.
Hey, when you're in the spotlight, no matter what the circumstances, you're in the spotlight.
Use it. I think Michael Jackson will watch Elian in a softcore.
Absolutely.
With Macaulay.
See.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Please, for the love of Christ, turn your radio down. Hello. Hello. I see the guy. We got a guy there just listening to his radio. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He was preparing to go to trial.
Hello, Don and Mike. Trying any of these lines. Are the phones not? Is it me or is it the phones? Don and Mike, hello?
Yeah, I'm calling to find out what's going on with the Dennis Murphy thing. I haven't heard anything about his, shoot.
His, the porno was canceled last weekend because there was a problem with the photographer. There was a tragedy in the photographer's family. However, it has been rescheduled for next week, and that reminds me, thank goodness you called. The guy who's getting married this weekend, please call the show, and if you can't get through on the request line, call Lisa on the NEW business line, because Dennis lost the address of the church and where the reception is.
Oh, okay.
So
I hope he calls in.
We don't know. We don't have the information anymore. We don't know where Dennis has to go to go.
Dennis got the address.
Now that's the way I understand it. Did Dennis get the address, Lisa? Did he? No. Oh, no. All right. Well, no, it's on us then. We lost them.
All right. Refs, I was getting all excited. It was another excuse to yell at Dennis.
Yeah, we lost the address. This guy who got engaged on the show, he is getting married this weekend.
Right.
And he was nice enough to invite us to the wedding and a beautiful reception. We can't go, so we're going to send Dennis instead, but we don't have the address. So if you're listening, I think the guy's name is Robert. Please
Robert,
call us or call the business line.
Because Robert sounded really excited about having Dennis at his wedding.
Who wouldn't be? Jeff, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
We have this guy, you know, the fat kid that hangs out with every group, that you just hang out with him because he does stuff for you. So we have the kid, right? We get really drunk, and he drives, I'd say, a good 45 to 50 minutes to White Castle. Picks up about 300 burgers, right? But here's the catch.
What?
The kid will only eat burgers without ketchup. And he eats about 50 of them himself.
Wow.
So he waits there at White Castle on this line in the ghetto part of New Jersey. He's driving from, like, suburbia where everybody's loaded.
Right.
And he's sitting there with all these black guys who are staring at him at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning picking up 50 White Castle burgers for himself.
Now, your standard White Castle burger comes with ketchup, right?
It's ketchup. And so it's a special ketchup or pickles.
It's a special. Oh, so it's a special order.
Right. So he's got to wait at least 45 minutes to pick it up.
So this is like a 300-pound guy, and you guys, you just get bombed, and you send him out to get you food?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the great melting pot of America. You know, you have the white guy at the White Castle. You have the brothers that are in the White Castle that are in that neighborhood, and then you have the people that come from all over the world who are working in the White Castle and getting everybody pissed off.
Yeah, and everyone leaves angry.
It's amazing,
regardless of race, creed, or color.
It's the great melting pot that is America.
Oh, that's the other game that we were playing as we were waiting in line at the drive-through. What would be the country of origin of the person who actually got on and said, hello, welcome to White Castle.
And I don't think we ever really dialed it in, did we?
No, we
never
didn't.
Knew for sure. It was
couldn't
a foreign
tell.
Country, but we weren't sure which one.
All right, guys, be good.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thanks very much for listening. Is the kid here? Let's bring the kid in and get this thing started.
Yeah.
I mean, the college guy calls us. He works at a college radio station.
Hello, young man.
Hey, come on, sign
Have
in.
Have a seat.
Sign in.
What the hell is the deal with your hat? What the heck are you doing? Is this a new trend?
It's a visor, Mike. It's a visor.
I know it's a visor, but I mean, I've never seen the visor backwards and upside down at the same time.
It's all the rage in Long Island where I'm from.
Wow, so we see a new fashion trend here.
Before we start, I need Don to look at your notebook.
Sure.
Okay. All right, may I see it? Pass
Can you imagine him writing, take penicillin, Allah is great?
Yeah, this guy's like the exact handwriting of the guy who wrote the letters to...
Oh, that is freaky.
...to Brokaw and Daschle.
Yeah, insane. Don, you better watch out. I covered it with anthrax.
That is very, very scary.
Okay, that's spooky.
Now, what? You go to a college that's the equivalent of 13th grade, right?
Yes, sir, but I'm only 17, so next year I'll be transferring to a better college.
All right, so, in other words, you're going to the 13th grade, the community college, you're younger.
Well, my birthday is next week, so I
next week.
Next week.
Oh, okay. So are you kind of advanced in that regard as far as high school?
Not really. Just like other losers across the nation start school later than kids here in New York.
He's not in 13th grade now because he's extra smart and young. It's just the way his birthday fell out.
Yeah, I understand.
I lucked out in that regard.
Very good.
And what is the name of the 13th grade you go to?
Nassau Community College.
Beautiful.
Very good.
All right. Well, three cheers for Nassau Community College.
Thank you very much.
And you have a college radio show. When is it on?
It's on Saturdays from 2 to 4 on the 5 throbbing watts of radio power.
5 watts. I've been on a 5-watt station.
All right, go ahead. You know, you wanted us to be on the phone with you, but we figured you could just come by the studio.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
And you could just get an air check and play it on your show this weekend. So go ahead.
Okay.
Let's start.
Well, my first question is, Don Mike.
Well, why don't you start like it's your show? Like it's your DJ show.
Since you're going to take this tape, right? You're going to take the tape off the air?
But I'm going to cut it and splice it.
Oh, you are?
No, don't do that.
Yeah, backsell a record.
Well, my name on the air, you're going to laugh. I can't really tell you my name on the air.
Oh, sure you can.
Why, well, what's your name on the air?
You're going to make fun of me.
Of course. What's your name on the air?
Yeah. Zach Rocks.
Zach Rocks with you.
Zach Rocks.
Why is turning away?
I'll do a stager for you, all right?
Excellent. Hold on, here you go. First, I'll give you the intro to the record, and then he can do the outro. Okay?
All right, very good.
All right, and here is the record right here.
You're listening to the Zach Rock Show.
What's the station?
WNCB.
On WNCB.
Hey, what's up, Nassau County? How you doing? It's Zach Ross in the house with you on a Saturday afternoon. Why is Rob laughing at me? We have the esteemed pleasure of having two fine gentlemen of radio on. Not in the gay way, but fine gentlemen anyway. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
How are you?
It's great to be on the Zach Rock Show, something we've always wanted to do.
Your theme sucks, Zach.
Yeah, I mean, what are you playing this, this
for? Some big fat guy picked it for me.
Oh!
My God.
Zach rocks.
First of all, I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming down. Welcome to the show. How are you enjoying New York so far?
What's your first question, son?
Okay, well, you two guys have been together a long time. How'd you get your start in radio?
Oh, come on, you don't really want this boring.
Next question, boring question.
That sucks.
Next question.
Oh.
All right, but next question, please.
Okay, very well. What inspired you both to go into radio? Different question, different phrasing.
But don't you have any good questions for us?
These are the questions my professor told me to ask.
Oh, okay.
Oh, your professor told you to ask.
Don, what inspired you?
It starts with P and ends with Y.
I will ditto that. That's both of us. Yeah, we did it for the women.
Really?
Yeah.
So
we did it all for the nookie.
So what you're saying, radio is a good way to get girls.
Yeah, when I was your age, how old are you?
17.
I was working in Pittsburgh at a station, 13Q. I swear to God, I was having sex with broads that were like 40. I'm not kidding.
Were they fat?
Some of them were.
That's disgusting. That's
yeah, but
disgusting.
When you're 17.
But I'm 17, man. I mean, I was 17.
Yeah, no, you darn, you have no regrets.
Okay. No.
Even the time you were with the midget, the dwarf.
That was only to win a bet.
Yeah, but it was still with a dwarf. Yeah.
It was with a dwarf. I had sex with a dwarf.
You didn't have any scruples.
People.
I was working at WDRQ in Detroit, and there was this phone groupie who called all the time.
Do you have to play this for your class?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. I don't mind telling you. There was
just curious.
It's not a Catholic school.
So. There's a groupie who was called the station constantly. You pick up the phone, you go, DRQ. She goes, oh, you're so sexy. And then, and I finally asked somebody, I said, what's the deal with this girl? And they said, she's a midget.
Dwarf.
Dwarf.
Excuse me. A
little
dwarf.
Person, right?
A dwarf. And I got a job in another city, and the guys got a bunch of money together. We were going to have a goodbye party for me. And they said, rather than have the party and spend it on all of us, we'll pay you this amount of money if you have sex with the dwarf.
And you did, and you had spotters, right, hiding in your closet?
Yeah, but
that's a little gay, that part.
My condo had been cleaned out because all the stuff was being moved to Washington.
Right.
So it was just me and her on the floor.
You in the Lullaby League.
And it was Big Jim and Bill Bailey and some other guy were hiding in the closet watching me...
Was there any backdoor action?
Oh, my God. I want to tell you something, and I hope you play this for your class. That is an exit, not an entrance.
Very good.
Oh, okay. So you're not a fan of the backdoor action.
No, I am not.
It's going to be a highly entertaining session.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, what about you? Are you a fan of backdoor action?
You know, I am not as adamantly opposed to backdoor action as my esteemed partner. However, I have never personally experienced the backdoor action, and I must qualify that statement with there have probably been one or two occasions where I have tried and been rebuffed.
That's a shame.
That's only been very late at night.
Let me also say Mike's given the finger, though.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing like the stinky finger.
I can't believe this is going to be an interesting class.
Hey, hold on. Brian here wants to talk to you for a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Brian. Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
Hey, welcome to this guy's tape for his class.
Thank
What's
you.
Up, Brian?
This guy's an idiot.
Oh, no.
F you.
Oh, boy.
I'm struggling in the LA right now. I think I'm going to fall asleep.
Hey, this is Zach Rock, sir.
Come
You're
on,
listening
listen.
To Zach Rock.
We're helping a college kid. We'll give him one more minute here.
All right, go ahead, Zach. Next question.
Go ahead,
Zach.
What's the zaniest thing you guys ever did on
No,
radio?
Next question.
No, come on, Zach.
Oh, come on. Why
no,
not?
No. Lousy question.
How about yesterday when we had people having sex with pumpkins?
That was really the zaniest thing you guys
That's pretty zany. Yes.
That's the zaniest thing ever, Zach.
Okay, crazy. Next question, Zach.
Okay, well, what do you guys intend to do in the future for more zaniness, if you will?
Wow.
If you
these,
will.
I'm sorry, we've got to excuse him.
These questions are just horrible.
They would be better if I were able to do my own type of radio show, but this is going to be heard in a class, and I can't exactly ask.
Well, you were just talking about backdoor action.
Yeah, but that I'll edit out.
Oh, you're going to edit that out?
No, quality content. I'm not going to participate in this if you're going to edit this part out for your class. Play the entire tape for your class. Play the entire tape for Professor Backwards
young
Class.
Zach won't be able to do that. Why don't we do the complete, why don't we give him the 2-minute complete phony interview?
Okay.
Just so he can do it for his class. Just completely jive, all right?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, welcome. We're here with Don and Mike. So, Don and Mike.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, how are
so
you?
So nice to have you with us today.
Hey, buddy.
Don, have you had a chance to meet Zach?
Good looking young man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
BMOC.
Yeah, the big man on campus.
Thank you.
BMOCDA.
So, what are your guys' future plans?
I think what we want
to
do.
Television?
What we want to do, Zachary, is we want to continue our work, our charity work that we've done for quite some time, our candy striping and work at the local retirement homes.
And as you can tell, we've got faces made for radio. What's next, Zachary?
You kill me! Oh, that's great. Yes, Zach.
Okay. With you guys moving to middays, what other major markets aside from New York do you plan on moving on to?
Well, very soon we'll be out at Philadelphia, and then Los Angeles and Chicago after that.
And we're hoping to be on in every major market city in the country soon, Zach.
Let me tell you right now, it's 12:43, and what kind of cold front coming in this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be chilly, and it was so beautiful here in NYC last night.
Going to be down to 50 tonight, high on Sunday, only 47.
One of the more balmy nights that I've enjoyed here in the city.
What's next, Zachary?
Okay, do you guys ever intend upon moving the show up to New York full-time?
You'll never know, my friend.
You never say never in this business, Zachary.
I want to send a big shout-out to all my good friends at the White Castle in Linden, New Jersey.
They couldn't be more charming, and we enjoyed a wonderful, simple, good old-fashioned American meal of burgers last week.
You got a chance for one more question before we're out of time here, Zach.
Okay, how'd you guys meet?
We met at Mass. High Mass, I believe it was. Wasn't it, Donald?
Yes, it was, Michael.
High Mass. Don was coming out of the confessional.
And Mike was waiting to go in. And it's much like the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I said, well, hey, you got
holy water on my missile.
And I said, you got missile on my holy water.
I say, hey, look at that. The pages have curled up, but they look awfully nice.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Okay, and one more question. What advice would you guys give to young men and women going for radio?
Get the hell out of the business.
Absolutely. And attend Mass regularly, especially the Feast of the Useless Miracle.
Okay, very good.
Walk in the eyes of the Lord.
Very good.
Amen, Zachary.
Mike, I always thought you were Jewish. I'm very surprised.
Yes, well, I've converted, and God bless you, Zach.
Thank you very much.
L'chaim to all my Jewish friends.
Well, thank you very much, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara of WJFK Radio in Washington, D.C.
We've had a good time, haven't we?
Thank you for your time. Until next time, we want to say our time together is so precious. Tick-tock, the hands of time. 44 past the hour right now. That's our time. Until next time, we want to say the time we've wasted with Zach has been a real time.
Don, it's not WFAG radio.
Ah, yes. Hey, that's the kind of blue humor that I don't approve of.
That's
Zachary.
Something else that Zach's going to cut out of the tape.
Yeah, reform school for you, young man.
You really want to know about radio, Zach? Have some balls and play this whole tape in front of your class.
There you go.
Okay, the whole tape.
And I'll call you back.
Okay, please do.
Please do.
Thanks, Zach.
Okay, thank you.
Zach rocks, everybody.
Zach rocks.
All right, out, young man, out.
Zach rocks.
We banish you. And put that visor on properly, young man.
Wear it like a ball
player. Thank you, Zach. Take care.
Thanks, Zach. Nice meeting you, sir.
Bye-bye. Zach's one of those, you know, and at 17, you never know whether they're Yeah, we've made a permanent friend or a permanent enemy, and I think perhaps the latter.
Call me when you get laid in about 15 years.
Oh, no.
I'll have to do that more often.
Zach.
Rocks.
Jesus Christ.
He was a serious young broadcaster.
I thought that went well. Zachary rocks. Just people.
The kid was like Carrot Top with worse skin.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Steve.
Yo.
All right, oh, we got a break, Rob?
Got a break.
Okay, Steve, hi.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to direct a comment to your friend Zach there. There's a lot of openings for jobs at the White Castles in Jersey.
There you go.
Save yourself a lot of tuition there.
I'd say, you know, as much as we had some rough questions from Zach, I would have liked to see a Zachary working at the White Castle.
Hello, Ray. Ray.
Yeah, Zach needs to grow some paper as fast. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, okay, thanks, my friend.
I make mincemeat out of that mouse.
Bye-bye. Well, you see, there.
Thanks,
Mike,
Barney.
Once again, we've tried to do something good for the community.
And it's backfired.
And it's just thrown back in our faces like vomit.
Once again, it just maybe should maintain our philosophy. Do no good.
That's why we like taking, not giving.
Absolutely.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
To the Knowledgeum. I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such automated information kiosks as Welcome to Springfield Airport. And where's Nordstrom?
I smell a museum.
Yeah, good things don't end with Iam. They end with mania or teria.
They can bust freestyle, but choose not to. Don and Mike.
All right, here's our phone number, national number, 877-365-3636. In New York, 877-692-1027.
Parts like this.
Okay, you got those numbers?
No.
Use them.
What are you playing there?
No. If I strip for you, will you strip for me?
I've never heard it.
Sure you have. Don't you remember it by Adam Ant?
Like we'll love a stick.
I know you got to remember this song.
I remember Goody Two-Shoes.
No. Strip for me.
You know, here I am. I was getting ready to tell you how much I like you.
I strip for you. Will you strip for me?
Well,
hello. Hello, Lewis.
Hey, what's going on, Don?
I thought it was Lewis the retard. Ooh. For a minute. Hi. Yeah. Hi, Lewis.
Hey. Yeah, I was born and raised up in Jersey. I live out here in Virginia.
Yeah.
You had a quote earlier in the show talking about White Castle.
White Castle, yes.
Yeah, we brought that up in the 80s, because every time we went to White Castle, we always ordered the murder burger. That was the whole phrase. He gave me half of it. It was called White Castle with the murder burgers. It was something like crack. You know it's bad for you, but you always go back for more.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Brian from Long Island.
Hey, hi, Brian.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I got a quick question for you.
I was
first time caller and just started listening to you guys. I think you're excellent, but I didn't get to hear what happened with the how they won the $1,000 in that pumpkin contest.
That's too bad.
Each pumpkin had a number on it, and we had a drawing.
Yeah, but and most of the people yesterday, with the exception of the very first guy, everybody won the additional cash bonus of $250 for completing the date.
Successful date.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you know what we mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we can say it. I think we can probably say it today. That they, no, we can't say it again today.
Well, of course not.
Well, you know what they did. The guys,
you know.
Yeah,
you know.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know.
Like Magic Johnson, the guys, they.
Yeah. And the girls were.
Who's this Bob Spiewak guy?
He's writing back at Don right now. Sir.
Bob Spiewak, he's America's most famous white supremacist.
Okay.
He is.
All right, guys. Pleasure talking to you.
I like the way they get.
Again, thank you, though. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later.
So long.
America's most famous white supremacist. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, is this Don?
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
How you doing? I was wondering if you were taking any more challenges. For bowling?
For the bowling team? Oh, you got to call Lisa on the business line, because I think...
We're booked till 2004 now.
Lisa, aren't we booked till the end of the year, seriously? Although, I'll tell you what, we do have a great match coming up in December. Well, first I better tell you that next Tuesday night...
Tuesday,
we're bowling at the AMF bowling. AMF! In Annandale, Virginia. We're bowling against a team called Just Throw the Damn Ball. Hey, Lisa, did the homos ever firm that thing up with you? that the, okay, in D.C. in December, there are a bunch of flaming homos.
Wonderful.
These guys are out in the club, big fans of the show.
Yep.
Flaming homos that they are going to bowl us in drag.
Oh, that is, now bring the cameras for that.
And the deal is that if we lose to these four homos, or five homos in drag, we have to go with them to a gay club that night.
Oh my God!
And if we beat them, they're going to come with us to the Gold Club or to some upscale strip joint with broads.
Very good. Wonderful.
So we really, really have to hone our game over the next month or so.
Absolutely.
Would be a guaranteed win for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you would think so.
Yeah, but we still have to work on it.
You would think so. Thank you for the call.
All
right, thanks. We appreciate it.
It's growing hair.
It sure is.
You knew it would.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Jason.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you guys doing?
We're great, thanks.
I'm from Alabama. I just want to tell you guys you're awesome.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
Thank you very much.
You know, we don't get the show live here. I got to wait till a couple of hours still.
I thought you were just going to say you don't get the show.
Well, listen, Jason, what you should do is go climb the wall, because I know there's a giant wall around the state of Alabama.
Yeah, I think there is.
And escape to some city where they run the show live.
A civilized place, right?
Right.
All right.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for checking in, my friend. Hello, Ronnie. Don and Mike Show. Ronnie.
Don and Mike, how you doing, Radio God?
Hey, buddy, we're doing great, thanks.
That White Castle Linden that you went to, I live two blocks away from there.
Wow. Yeah?
Last summer, there was a double murder in that park. Lot.
Really?
Yeah, I think they were fighting over some bling bling or something, and the guy got shot twice in the chest, another guy got shot in the arm and the head.
It was almost a double murder last night when I gave some guy a finger.
Oh, those are worse, aren't they?
We got out of there just in time.
And I didn't eat that chicken bone gibberish.
Right. I didn't mean to. I gave the wrong guy the finger.
Very, very scary.
Mike says to me, hey, you gave the finger to some guy standing in line in the restaurant.
Be careful. Step on the accelerator, eat the burger later.
Hello, Carl.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Yeah, hi.
Hello, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, who's this Helen Keller? I seriously don't know.
You don't know who Helen Keller is?
No. I remember
she was deaf, dumb, and blind. And
no,
mute.
I'm serious, guys.
She
was deaf, dumb, and blind, and mute, and she...
She played a mean pinball.
And she achieved a lot of things, although...
deaf, dumb, and blind, she plays a mean pinball. Don't you remember the musical by the, Helen?
No.
Helen?
No.
Well, what she was she was a woman who had no hearing, no sight, no speech, but she was able to attain great things.
But she had a great ass!
And we were not allowed to make jokes about her, and because of that, of course, we are making jokes about her.
What about that joke, Helen Keller went to town? I don't get that one.
Exactly.
Well, she was unable to speak. Read the book.
Did you hear what happened when Helen Keller? Did you hear what happened when Helen Keller fell in the well?
No.
She dug her fingers to the bone, screaming for help.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, see, he doesn't get it. You got to read the book.
All right.
See the play.
How old are you, sir?
I'm only 19.
Everybody needs to know this.
Only 19. Yeah. Well, what you do is go buy the Who album. Is it Quadrophenia? Or
no, Tommy.
Tommy.
I heard of the Who, but I never remember the song, Helen.
Go to Virgin, go to Sam Goody, and ask the guy for the
I love this
the
song.
Album by the Who called Helen.
Oh, listen to this.
This is a song.
We don't play music on this show, but boy, when we do, I like this.
This is a song that the Who wrote about Helen Keller.
Oh, okay.
Now listen for a second here. Here we go. Here's the Who.
Ever since I was a young boy,
she played the piss silver ball. She must have played them all.
But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall.
That deaf, dumb, and blind girl sure plays a mean pinball.
Oh. I think I got it now.
Okay.
All right, and Rob?
Yeah.
Our clan member postponed the KKK meeting to 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
Right.
I'll see you there.
Thank you, Carl.
Bye-bye.
I don't think he's a member.
That deaf, dumb, and blind girl sure plays a mean pinball.
It's funny. Who is Helen Keller?
Wow.
Why is she so funny? It means to me. I thought everybody knew.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Radio God.
This is Joe. Oh, Joe, yeah. Joe in Laurel, Maryland. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I want to know if you guys are about tired of hearing about the anthrax and wonder why the media is not going back to Gary Condit. I'm beginning to think he's got the same luck as O.J.
All right, thank you. Yeah, you know, you might be right about that, that Gary Condon very well could be the white O.J.
Mm-hmm.
He could, or O.J. could be the black Gary Condon.
Well, I think Gary Condon's probably going back to his original behavior now. You know, I mean, that's the way those people operate. You know what I mean? I mean, when he doesn't resign, when all that crap goes down, you know, he's got that feeling of invincibility, which O.J. has right now.
But do you think at some point people are going to ask Gary Condon for his autograph? The way they're asking O.J. for his autograph,
yeah.
You think so?
In our culture of celebrity, absolutely.
Really?
Sure.
Those guys should go on a double tour together.
And Rodney Blake.
Simpson. Hello, Don on my show. Hello.
Hello.
Mark, hi.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to give you the, there's a B-side to a Helen Keller joke you told yesterday.
Is it the one about the iron?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they called back.
Huh?
It's a, how did Helen Keller burn the left side of her face?
Wow.
She answered the iron. How did she burn the right side of her face? They called back.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, got it.
Don't you have a trial to prepare for?
Got it. But you're not caller 100.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I know. I'm just kidding.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, he was kidding.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Kidding, of course.
Bye, D.A.
D.A.
Bye-bye. Hello, John and Mike show.
Yeah, hey. I've got some good Helen Keller.
You, D.A.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Rob.
Unbelievable, D.A.
Ultra.
What?
I've got some Helen Keller jokes for you.
You know, are we finding that the real cream of the crop is surfacing now?
Listen,
people that are late on the Helen Keller train.
Yesterday was Helen Keller Day.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what they say? Aboard! For the Helen Keller train. Hello, Dave.
Yes, how you doing? Just on a mic?
Yeah, hi, Dave in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing? I just wanted to say it wasn't that bad of a segment at Zach Locke show.
Oh, no, that was an old...
It was bad because the teacher was a tight A, but nothing you could really do about that. It was nice of you to do it.
Always good to have a teacher who's a TA, but not a DA.
And also, I called before. I want to get together a bowling team. You bowl against one of my team, probably in January, so hopefully I might be seeing you bowling against you in January.
All right, working out with Lisa. I thought that whole thing with Zach was awful. I hope that Zach guy plays the entire tape.
If he doesn't, he shouldn't be long on radio anyway, because that's radio is supposed to be funny, and if he doesn't, it's not funny.
You know, if he doesn't play it in front of his class, I don't care.
Class!
If he didn't, if he wanted to have, like, a serious interview, he should have gone to, like WABC or something like that, right? Talk to one of those douchebags who would have taken him real serious.
Right, it's news time. It's news time. I'll tell you, being a broadcaster, right? It's news time.
Hey,
hello. Don and Mike's show. Go to CBS.
What's up, Dave? You heard?
Go to Oldies 100 and talk to Goldie.
Well, go to CBS, talk to Dan Rather. Yeah, I didn't know how that would go. Just ask me a question. You're Zach. You asked Dan Rather a question.
How'd you get into news? Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up? What have you been for Reddit?
Why, can you speak up?
Whatever happened to Beretta?
Robert Blake. Yeah, you know, that's another guy. Remember way back when they were going to arrest the guy?
Yeah, he's guilty of sin. He killed his ex-wife or whoever the hell it was.
Or had something to do with it, and you haven't heard about any arrest.
Right, no, he's walking, too. He's walking, you know, he and O.J. and Gary Condon.
Right, it's a club.
They should start. Hello.
He better do one thing, though, if he's walking around. He better keep his eye on the sparrow.
I think he and O.J. actually are going to a party tonight at William Shatner's house.
It'll be the Condit Blake Simpson tour.
No, those are the four, though. Hi, this is O.J. Simpson.
Hi, I'm William Shatner.
I'm Robert Blake.
And I'm Gary Condon.
Would you like to kill your wife and get away with it legally?
And then we all just go, join us.
You go around the room. I chopped my wife's head off and got away with it.
Pushed her in a pool, and she's gone.
And I shot my wife while we were waiting outside a restaurant. And my intern just disappeared. Beginning to see a pattern? We sure are.
But the dream is, we're free today.
Who wants more cheese?
All sitting up there like inside the actor's studio. You know, sitting on a stage.
Wow. We'd be glad to autograph knives for you, guns, silverware,
and our penises.
Jesus, absolutely. The white O.J. God damn, there's three white O.J.'s out there.
Absolutely, and you're seeing a pattern.
Hello, Paul, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you, Paul.
Doing fine. How come nobody heard Helen Keller when she fell down the well?
I just had this one on.
Yeah, no, you know, this. We're going to have to ban this because we got the DA's calling with
she
it.
She dug her fingers to the bone screaming for help.
No, it's because she was wearing mittens.
Hey, DA, it's the same difference. I just had the joke on.
Come on. Hello? And now you're silent.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yes, you are.
You know, I'm getting very close to banning the national lines. I'm getting very close. I want to tell you something. The other day, no offense to all of our national callers, the other day when we just had the New York lines open,
right?
It's a pretty damn solid show.
It's you know, it's the late to the party guys. Yeah, you know, you stay current.
The Helen Keller guys.
7 weeks now.
Keep
seven
up.
7 weeks it's taken them to do it.
What?
To get onto the Helen Keller bandwagon.
Absolutely.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, so when do you think that Robert Blake, Gary Condit, and all O.J. and the other guy are going to start their own national hotline for murder for hire?
Okay, all right, listen, that you know what, that cements it, I think, the fact that for the rest of the show, we're just going to take calls at 877-692-1027.
Thank you very much.
We'll see what happens just with that phone number for the rest of the show today.
Body blow, body blow.
Because I've just been noticed, no slight to anyone who listens to us anywhere else, I just noticed that generally, from the phone on the left, we've not had a lot of DAs, but from the phone on the right today, for whatever reason, we've had an incredible amount of DAs calling us.
Have to do some tweaking.
So I'm sure it's a crossed wire.
Let's just try this line. Hello, Don and Mike show. This is, as far as we know, the non-DA line.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
I got a Helen Keller joke for you.
Oh, God, no. It's everywhere.
No, it might be a good one.
No. Listen, that was yesterday's show.
Really? Okay, bro.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know, maybe it's the Helen Keller thing. Maybe
I think
it's
so.
It's just not a DA thing. It's just a Keller thing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
What's going on? I just wanted to say ha-ha to all the national listeners. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, see you later.
All right, bye.
No, we'll keep the lines open for
Why
everybody.
Not?
We'll keep the lines
you
open.
You never know.
We'll keep the lines open for everybody. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I know you just got a call in reference to you didn't want any more teams to bowl, but I was just wondering, we're a bunch of corrections officers from North Jersey.
Yeah.
And we were wondering if you'd be interested in bowling against us for a charity. Maybe half the money going to New York because we've been over there a couple times.
I think we'd be very interested in doing that.
Yeah, and the other half going to an officer who's just lost his daughter. She was like 13 years old.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, that should be all the money going to the officer who lost the daughter.
You want to do that? Do you want to make it all the money going to the officer who lost the daughter?
I mean, you know, both are, you know, great charities, so.
All right, yeah, you got it. Hold on a second.
You guys decide what, you know, you're the correction officers. You decide how you want the money to be distributed.
Hold on just a second. Hello, hey, John, Don and Mike show. Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Okay, this is the best one I've seen yet. In Hustler magazine, they had William Shatner, O.J. Simpson, and Robert Blake sitting down and like on a movie poster thing, and it said Dead Wives Club.
There you go. That's right.
Wow.
And you know what we're going to need is we're going to need some high-profile woman to whack her husband.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just to get a little balance.
That's good.
Up.
Dead Wives Club, because there was a stupid movie, The First Wives Club. Remember that thing with Goldie Hawn?
Dead Wives Club.
Hello, Todd and Mike show.
Not much of a plot, though.
Hey, you guys hear why Taylor draw and why she's drawing the wheel? What's wrong with these retard hicks, man? Okay. Yeah, listen, check it out. We saw Robert Blake in L.A., me and my cousin.
Yeah?
He walks up to him, and calling him hotshot the whole time. He's in a mall. He's got, like, security around him. You'd think he was Elvis, right?
Now, wait, hold on. Your cousin called Robert Blake hotshot?
Yeah, he's calling him hotshot. Yeah, I hate my wife. He started a fake conversation standing behind Robert Blake, talking about how much he hates, you know, talking to me, like, oh, I hate my wife. I wish I could kill her, blah, blah, blah. And then it's kind of... He kind of glances, like, looks over. You can tell Blake is listening to us. His security is giggling because the guy behind him is, like, making sure he didn't tell what we were up to, and he could tell we were New Yorkers. Next thing he looks over, and he looked right in my cousin's face. My cousin goes, hey, hot shot, what's going on? Dude, he wanted to crawl in a hole, man. Oh, my God. Donna Mike, I just wanted to say real quick, you guys seriously, since taking over Ron Affairs, you guys have been doing a great job, and throughout the whole tragedy, I had you tuned in. It was like
a special ed 10-10 wins. It was a good thing.
Thank you, man. Thanks so much.
All right, take care, boy.
I love Hot Shot.
Hey, Hot Shot.
How you doing, Hot Shot?
Hey, Dan.
That's like what a father would say to his son that was wearing a fancy outfit.
Dan in Fairfax. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, Dan.
Hey, what's happening, Radio God?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, quick question to Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike, have you made your trip past Pickle Park yet?
I have, and you know what? I have not seen evidence. I still don't think I have it right. I think, I'm not sure, but I've driven by two places. Is Pickle Park right off Route 234?
No.
Is it off 29?
You know where 29 and 234 intersect?
Yes.
Okay, keep going towards Gainesville.
Okay.
And then, you know, right before you get into Gainesville...
I've done it. So I have not seen a lot of evidence. However, I went up 234 the other day, and there was another little parkland area, and I did see a bunch of men.
The grotto.
So I think maybe Pickle Park is kind of a floating location.
Really?
But I didn't stop. But I will this weekend.
What's it floating in? I know we got a break. Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Alice in Springfield, Virginia. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
I wanted to ask Mike. Mike is a big Jonathan Winters fan.
Yeah, I like Jonathan Winters.
Have you seen...
I like his current work.
Is he dead?
I don't know. But I don't think he's done anything in like 30 years.
No. Right, well,
career's dead.
I have a book of his paintings called Hang Ups.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that?
His anal paintings.
His anal paintings. He made it with his own stuff.
Drip work.
No,
I haven't seen that.
No, it's more like... Grandma Moses in the mental hospital type stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Would you be interested?
Yes. Send it to me.
Send it to Mike immediately.
With your home address.
Do you get your mail?
Not anymore.
Don't send no anthrax in that, though.
No.
Right, thank you in advance, though,
John?
Yes, honey.
One more thing. You and I have something in common.
What's that?
I, too, fried an opal. By not putting oil in it.
Ah, thank you.
I'm very proud.
I'm glad we have that in common.
Yes.
Thank you. You've been simply charming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She's a nice lady. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye, Alice.
Well, you bet she might have been a roommate of Jonathan Winters in the past.
Bye-bye. And, I can look forward to getting that book and Don will get some oil.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
We're doing a radio show. We're fulfilling a 5-year contract. What are you doing?
Hey, why'd y'all give up your time slot?
We can go through this again. Why we give it up? We didn't give anything up. We chose to move to this time slot.
No.
Oh, yes.
You
stop it.
Knock that off now.
We are very, very happy with the current arrangement.
Where's my love? What are y'all doing here?
Well, where's your love? Your love is between my gonads, okay?
Hey, Stubby, shut your lips.
Hey, dummy, shut your lips.
Don't you have a trial to prepare for?
Yeah.
Don't you have to fulfill your obligations as the BDA?
Oh, come on. I love you.
The big dumbass of the day.
We've been doing this new shift now for 2 months. You decide today to call in and bust our balls about this?
And then you give us the Bronx to then the raspberry. Very good.
Good. Okay. I'm sorry that our time shift move has hurt your schedule.
But if you're going to complain about something current. Not something that is already done, that's old news.
Like your sucky bowling?
Like, precisely.
Yeah, right, like the sucky bowling.
Absolutely.
And you know what's another good sign is that you got your radio up real loud in the background.
Listening to yourself.
Because
really, that's the whole mission of your call, is to hear your voice on the radio.
I love you, baby.
D.A. Oh, come on, you love me, please.
I think the D.A.
Oh, was that the effing DA?
It's an effing DA. That is, I think, the ultimate DA.
Hello. That might be the DA of the day.
Yeah. I think, and when I say an effing DA, that's just, there's nothing higher.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you ever see the Dean Martin roast?
Yeah. Sure, of course.
What do you think of them? Because they're making a lot of money off that. It's like a whole
day. I think most of them suck.
Yeah, they do. You don't see really.
Sorry, Rob. I know that hurt your feelings.
You don't see really funny stuff on the roasts.
But the roasts that they broadcast now, I'm not sure what channel they do, but the real Friars Club roasts are some of the funniest things I've ever seen. Because they really do the real roasting now.
Yeah, they're pretty good. We got to break Rudy. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Rudy. We're way late. Rudy, hi.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hi, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air, Rudy.
Hey, Mike, you're a homo.
Why is that, sir?
I'm convinced.
And you're...
Something told me you were going to drive by Eagle Park.
Yeah,
well, you're going to go to clean up.
You know, I
had a feeling.
Well, you know, can I be honest with you? We've gotten a lot of calls from some DAs today, but we finally got a smart call. Because, sir, you are absolutely right.
Hello.
I'd like to come out today.
Jim, you're on the air. Hello.
It's Gene, Don and Mike. Hello,
Gene. Hi, Gene.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I just want to tell you guys, why don't you take it easy on the national fans? After all, they're just people. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. Barbara, hello. You're the last call. We really got to go to a break. Barbara.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from Long Island.
Hi there.
I listened to you guys when I used to turn into Opie and Anthony when you guys were always in Washington.
Right.
And I got to tell you, you almost lost me as a listener. I couldn't take your call-ins. They were the biggest morons I have ever heard calling you. It was like you were talking to the mental hospital.
Yes. Hey, many times.
You know, but...
Oh, my... I could not believe what I was listening to. What were you guys, tuning to all the mental stations?
Well, let me tell you something. As we settle in here in New York, you just keep listening because they will surface in this fine city.
Yeah, they find us.
They'll find us.
The show is like the Shell No Pest Strip for the mentally challenged.
And now you like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, honey. Glad you're listening.
Thanks.
And
bye-bye.
Listen, all of the lines will remain open. I was just goofing there. Man, we just had a string like of 8 DAs in a row on the national lines.
Mm-hmm.
God. With the Helen Keller stuff from yesterday.
You just made the national listeners face the wall for a while.
That's right. Like, oh, the guy at the bowling alley.
That's right.
All right, we're going to change gears here and give you a chance to win some fabulous prizes, including this round-trip airfare for two anywhere from Orbitz.com.
All right.
Wow. Here's what we're going to be doing now, the Phone Booth Olympics.
Good.
But we're going to do the Phone Booth Olympics the original way we started doing it.
Very good.
In recent years, what we've done is we just have had people in various cities go to a phone booth, and whoever gathers the most people at the phone booth, well, that city, they would all win a prize. This time, what we're going to do is actually have people go to a shopping mall.
Okay.
In this case, a mall in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And actually run from telephone to telephone.
Very good.
From one end of the mall to the other.
And then they'll win prizes.
Now, hey, John, I need to know exactly where the phone is on the first floor here. I'm going to tell you, if you're listening to this show right now in the tri-state area, you want to go to the Newport City Mall in Jersey City, New Jersey.
It's actually the Newport Center Mall. Did
Newport,
I put city?
No, you have it right. Yeah, Newport Center Mall.
Right, in Jersey City, New Jersey.
And the first floor phone is by where?
It's right by the McDonald's and the Sparrows.
All right, so right now, go to the phone booth by McDonald's and Sparrows at the Newport Center Mall in New Jersey City, New Jersey. Jersey City, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. We're going to call there in just right after the commercials. First person to answer the phone gets a chance to win cash and prizes.
And you get it by running from phone booth to phone booth.
That's right, because we got numbers all over the mall.
And if you're out at that what is the name of the mall again, Johnny?
The Newport Center Mall in Jersey City, New Jersey.
If you're out at the Newport Center Mall, just get ready to go see the show. Watch some maniac run through the mall.
So go right now to the phone booth by McDonald's and Sparrows. We're going to call there right after this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
They can't fit all their junk in a G-string. Don and Mike.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Call us.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's a national number.
Right.
877-365-3636 from New York. It's 877-692-1027. One offhanded comment, and for goodness sakes, the instant feedback has gone crazy.
What happened?
Don and Mike, on behalf of everyone listening in D.C., go to hell.
Oh, dear.
We hate you. We made you what you are, and now you turn your back on us.
I guess we were saying the national line, and we were not, we should have omitted our two power bases here when we're talking about Washington and New York.
A lot of the dumbass calls that we got, frankly, in the last segment, well, I don't care if we piss them off. We're coming from Iowa.
Yeah, we know. We know where the base of power is, and we know where the good calls come from. Trust me.
Yeah, listen, we've never had a problem with anybody calling from D.C. or anybody calling from New York. Anywhere else, though, you're fair game.
Absolutely.
You're fair game, but...
Now, do not be paranoid, Washington, D.C. We were talking about somebody else.
We always know where everything starts.
We always
know where it starts. That's where we got our most loyal listeners.
We'll never forget our home, not in a million years.
But people are so pissed about this.
Yeah, I can understand. You know, now that I think back on it, they probably misconstrued that, and
but
I can understand why.
I just said the national line.
National callers. So we don't think of New York or Washington, D.C. as the national callers.
And a lot of times, I guess, if I answer a call that's unscreened, or I just see that it's some guy calling from Boise, Idaho, or from Burlington, Iowa, I don't say it because it doesn't sound great to say, you know,
right,
here's Mike O'Meara calling from Burlington, Iowa.
Hi!
Yeah.
Die. Well,
here's one. Mark writes, F you, you two F sacks of S.
Wow.
Keep pissing on the listeners who give you ratings and allowed you get on in your precious New York.
Oh.
I hope your fat asses crash and burn.
Wow.
Big, lying, fat, effing, douchebag losers.
Hey, now, what is that about?
I don't know, man.
God almighty.
I don't know.
Who sent that one? What's his name?
Mark.
Hey, Mark, take a chill pill.
Jesus Christ. Wow. One comment about the national lines. I'm sorry we get a lot of DA calls on the national lines today.
Yeah. We were. Don't take it personally. Don't be paranoid.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
We're certainly not.
Hi, turn down your radio, please. Hello.
Oh, excuse me.
That's okay.
Look,
before you say anything, let me ask where you're calling from.
We never got that information.
And he's gone. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Probably New York.
Hey, Don. Hello. Hey. From Winchester, Virginia. Hey,
hi,
man.
There.
I want to say, coming from Washington, D.C., when you guys switched over and everything changed, I was worried just like everyone else. But I want to let you know something. You've stuck behind us the whole time. I still consider you Washington's best guys. You're still rocking us. You're still helping us out. And just God bless you both.
I'm bummed out that those comments about the national lines today were taken personally by people in Washington. That was not the intent. And I mean that. I really think that's important.
Wasn't directed at you.
I don't think
anybody in Washington feels that way. Any of your true listeners, you have continued to stick behind us. And vice versa.
Listen, we know this. We know that we wouldn't have had this chance for syndication, and we wouldn't be in New York. We wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for the good people of D.C.
And let's be honest. I mean, everything springs from Washington, D.C. I mean, frankly, that's where we get our paychecks, okay? So, come on, you know, back off.
Yeah, but come on. A D.A. call is a D.A. call. Right. And it just so happens today they're all coming in on the national lines. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, please.
See, the difference is when you get up here, when you get up to New York, we got a setup where we can see. We got one phone that says just New York.
Right.
Okay, with the phone number 877-692-1027.
Right.
And then we got another line that says national, which is just all the calls from everywhere else in America. And we don't have that distinction back at home.
Exactly.
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, I was pretty glad when you moved to 11 o'clock because, you know, I'm a salesman. I drive around all day, and I was so glad instead of having to, you know, having to listen to G. Gordon, now I'm listening to you guys.
Well, good. I've heard that from a lot of people that are on the road all day that they like the switch.
I mean, it was fine when you came on at 3 o'clock, but, you know, then it was cut up short around 5, but now I can hear you all the time.
Very good.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. We appreciate that. Hello, Roslyn, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I'm so glad I got through. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
The reason I was calling is because I want to know what a fluffer girl is.
Oh. A fluffer girl is a
girl. I'm so glad you called.
A fluffer girl is like in a porno, if a guy's having trouble getting wood, she fluffs him the way you would fluff a pillow.
They're the real talent of the industry. Like, for example, if you're watching a movie, right, and you see a guy that's in the middle of doing something, and then they might just say cut, and then they have to get, like, into another angle, especially if it's, like, one camera or something like that. Well, you know, he's not going to be able to. So over on the side is a very talented young woman who fluffs him.
Fluffs him.
Like fluffing the pillow.
Okay.
Well, I really enjoyed it. I'm a virgin, so I didn't know.
Oh, you're a virgin.
Really? Porno virgin.
Oh, a porno virgin.
Change that.
But I want to tell you something else about fluffers. The best fluffers suck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Think about that statement.
Think about it. That, ladies and gentlemen, that's a joke right there.
That's very good.
Just right there. Thank you.
And some of them even suck A.
Well, there again, that's your own personal thing. Yeah. Okay, let's do the phone booth Olympics. Let's see if anybody's... Imagine that. Mike's got a problem getting wood. He says, hey, suck A. Suck my A.
Don't just stare at it.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Sabrina.
Rosalind.
All right. Here we go. We're going to call. See if anybody's here. Robbie, hey, dial this out for me, would you please? I'll get all left up on this phone thing.
First
number, calling the Newport Center Mall in Jersey City, New Jersey. Calling the phone booth by McDonald's and...
I always like it when you have Rob dial the outside lines because it's a really good idea to get a guy that's got smaller fingers than you do.
Hey, Johnny, the phone is where?
McDonald's and Sparrow's Pizza.
McDonald's and Sparrow's Pizza. Beautiful. Here we go. Let me know when it rings, Rob.
It's ringing.
It's ringing? It's ringing? Well, here we go. Hello? Ah, there it is. Beautiful. Now, the first person to pick up this telephone. Well, what a valuable prize. And then we'll send he or she running throughout the mall. Of course, someone's got to show up first.
Yeah?
Well, but then again...
Now, that's not the right number.
Hold on, that's not it, Rob.
Well, sometimes if a phone booth doesn't pick up, like, after seven rings, it goes to that noise.
Oh, we'll do another one.
He's checked out.
All right, we'll do another one, then. Try it again. Johnny, what was that noise, for God's sakes?
Yeah, most of the phones in that mall, it did that after one ring. This is the only one that did it after five rings, so this one will work.
Okay.
Get it up early enough.
All right, Donna Mike Show. Hello?
Hold it.
What, Rob?
It was busy, so I think someone picked it up just too late.
Hello?
Hang up!
Donna Mike Show. Hello? Hey, Courtney?
Hello?
Courtney, well, what can we do for you?
Courtney, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
I just wanted to call and tell you guys how much I enjoy your show and how much I love you guys, and I wish I could be there in the studio with you.
Why?
Oh, we do, too.
Really? As a fluffer?
I listen to you guys when I go at home when I'm lonely at night.
Would you really? Would you fluff us?
Yeah, I record it during the day, and I take it home with me.
You do?
Would you fluff us?
Oh, anytime.
Really? Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
The celebrity I most resemble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please, come on, hurry.
I haven't really gotten too many of those.
Mm. Well, let me just ask about your hands.
My hands.
Do you have soft feminine hands?
I have soft feminine hands. I can do a couple things with those.
Are you a hottie?
I'm definitely a hottie.
Okay.
Really?
Great.
Let me come down now. Come and let you play with my hands.
Play with your hands.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from D.C.
Yeah,
come on down to JFK any day. Let us look at your hands.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't have to rush down. Maybe
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
What are you guys doing today?
Tomorrow. Well, today we're in New York, but come down tomorrow.
Tomorrow. You guys going to be there?
Yeah, we'll be there tomorrow.
All right, I'll take my hands and put them in places they've never been before.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Listen to us.
You going to be there, though?
Yeah, we're going to be there.
We're going to be there.
All right.
Yeah. All right, bye, Courtney.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call, Courtney.
Are you having any luck with the...
It's busy.
It's busy. Okay, this is the phone booth. Maybe I should give out the other number, huh?
Okay, about the other place, yeah.
Yeah,
the other spot, anyway.
Okay, I got another phone booth. Let me give it out first, Robbie.
Okay.
It's on the second floor of the Newport Center Mall in Jersey City, New Jersey. It's by... After, what's the name of the place,
John? Alterations to Go, and there's a big store for Verizon Wireless.
Okay, so this is on the second floor of the mall, all the way at the other end of the mall.
Next to Alterations to Go and the Verizon Wireless store.
You can go either to that phone booth or the one on the first floor by the McDonald's. We're going to try to get someone at one of these phone booths. Hello there, Donna Mike Show. Keith.
Oh, hey, Donna Mike, how you doing today?
Hey, Keith, we're doing great, thank you.
All right. First, I want to make a comment about how you think that DC listeners are a little angry about you or about the New York thing.
Yeah, well, it was a couple of emails that we got on the instant feedback here.
Well, from my personal opinions, when you come on saying that you're live from the greatest city in the world, you used to be in, you know, saying that about D.C.
No, and when we broadcast from D.C., we say live from the most powerful city in the world.
Okay, well, that's the problem is that I can start seeing that you're trying to gain more New York listeners, and you're showing them a little. It seems like you're showing them a little
more. Hey, hold on a second. Honest
and
to God.
I have one more thing real quick.
No. Let me answer what you're saying. So what you're saying is completely ludicrous to me. We do the exact same show that we have been doing for 15 years, and we take calls from everybody, and we do bits in different cities when we're there.
Fine, Mike. I have one thing real quick to say to you. You're a Boston Red Sox fan.
Right.
I am disgusted that you hear you rooting for the Yankees in the World Series.
A lot of people are rooting for the Yankees now.
Now, don't get me wrong. I feel really bad about what
Right. Sure you do.
I can separate sports between real life.
All right, so let me get this straight. You're offended because since September 11th, and which is when I started saying we're the broadcasting. Shut up for a minute.
You're going
to
give your point. Why don't you let us respond? Is that possible?
I'll tell you something. That since September 11th, when we've come on in New York, I've said from the greatest city in the world. One time at 11 o'clock when we start the show. Since September 11th, when we start the show from back at home, I say from the most powerful city in the world. One time. It's a way of saluting both cities that were affected by the tragedy.
And regardless of what team you root for, you talk about being able to separate sports and reality. I think that sports, especially here in New York City, is a part of reality. And anybody that will tell you that this is a particular time when this city could use one in the win column. And that's really why I think there are a lot of people that root for lots of different teams that have to feel that way because of the current situation.
I don't. I've been an Orioles fan my whole life, and I will always hate the Yankees. I will always hate the Islanders, the Rangers, the Knicks, the Giants. Anything from New York is sports I can't stand, but I really do feel sorry about for the people in New York.
All right, so what was the point of this call?
I just wanted to first tell you that I don't know why people are getting... I can see why people are getting offended at, Dynamiker trading or turning their backs on D.C.
Do you enjoy the show?
I love the show.
I hate to sound like Larry King, but why do you care?
Yo, how are we turning our backs on anyone from Washington, D.C.?
I never said you were, but I was just saying, I never said you were turning your backs. I could see how they could think you were. I think you guys are great, and real quick, can I get an explanation of why you're going from D.C. to New York? I might have missed the show.
An explanation of why?
Why? A couple days you're in D.C., a couple days in New York. I missed the show of why that was going on.
Because New York's the biggest market in the world, and it's important to us to be successful in this city.
Okay, that's no problem. I just didn't know why there was a couple days in New York City.
But again, if it's the same show that you're hearing every day,
I'm not complaining about how great the show is. You guys are awesome. I just love you guys.
What do you care that? When we used to go and do a show from Sacramento, did you bitch then?
No, I'm not bitching, but I said I wanted to know why.
Why?
I wasn't bitching or complaining. I just wanted to...
Why did you... And I'm asking you for the third time, why did you... I mean, why does it matter?
And he hung up.
I was just saying it's why the D.C. listeners may feel that you're turning your back.
The fact is that we made a comment about the calls that was misinterpreted by a lot of people.
Instant feedback.
And I can understand that. I can understand where people would say, hey, we're only taking calls from one city. That would piss everybody else off. I completely understand why that would happen. But the whole issue of doing the show up here and doing the show back down there, you know, it's irrelevant.
Oh, thank you, guys. You explained it to me, but then again... let's go Diamondbacks, and I am a big D.A.
That we agree on.
Mm-hmm.
You're K.D.A., King Dumbass today. God damn, that guy's the biggest dumbass to call the show today.
He truly is. You know, maybe I feel differently about rooting for the Arizona Diamondbacks, but unfortunately, you know, anybody that's been in here and, you know, has dealt with this and experienced what the city's gone through, I mean, that's the reason. I mean, I explain that. I'm still a Red Sox fan. That's it. But I think I'm not abnormal.
Yeah.
Lewis, hi. You're on the air. Don and Mike show.
How are you guys doing? I just have one comment.
Yeah.
Why is everybody missing on New York? New York is the greatest city on this earth, and nobody can say anything about it.
Now listen,
you know, it's telling me, I think we're starting to slide back into some old patterns, which I thought maybe we wouldn't be doing. And I think people got to remember that, you know, wherever you're from right now, it's a good chance to, you know, to remember that we are at war and remember who the real enemy is.
We like all the cities we broadcast from. We like them all.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand something. New York for me, New York has to be the biggest radio market.
It's the biggest market in the world. You're right about that. But I'll tell you this also, as a native Washingtonian, Washington's a great city as well.
Absolutely.
Of course, I've been to Washington.
Those are the, if you want to know the truth, you want to know the asses that we're going to be sucking on this show, those are the two asses, Washington, D.C., and New York. So, you know, bend over and get ready to take it.
Right. We almost wish there were two holes.
Because I just want to say this.
Well, on women, there are.
I want to say about Washington and New York, you got a great ass!
A great ass!
Okay, now, have we had any luck with this freaking payphone thing?
No, not yet.
What's happening? Because John is putting on the screen. Try the first floor number now.
I just did, and again, it was busy.
Okay.
So I don't know. You know what? It's always the trouble of possibly someone actually using the phone.
Okay. All right. John, I tell you what. During the break, why don't you continue to call?
Okay.
At the Newport Center Mall. We're going to get this bit going today, promise me. Jersey City, New Jersey. Go to the phone booth on the first floor by McDonald's or on the second floor near the name of the place was
Alterations Now.
Alterations Now. Go there right now. Answer the phone booth, and we'll play a game with you. Everybody else, we got a break.
I just want to say one last thing. I wish I was in Wichita.
We love, love you all. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Well said.
Right.
Amen.
They got the voodoo. Don and Mike.
We do. All right, the show's gotten away from us today. Tomorrow, when we're back in Washington,
where we live,
brand new low-budget Jeopardy for you. Also, the Pick the Pros of the Scab and Bleed with Leslie Visser.
And the signs say,
pretty good, looking for an old broad. She's not that old. She's like 50-something.
Oh, she's older than that.
Also tomorrow, oh, you're going to like this. At the Movies with Charlie Stossel and Tom Gavin.
As I said before, I've looked forward to many things on this show, but this might be the tops.
How are we doing for a mystery guest tomorrow, Lisa? How's that looking? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs medium.
Sideways.
We don't know. Chance an in-studio mystery guest tomorrow.
That's exciting.
We'll have our newsmaker of the week, of course. Now, look at this. After all that stuff we were going through, all that ridiculous boyfriend-girlfriend stuff about the cities, we finally did get, let's say hello to Rashida, who answered the phone there at the Newport Center Mall. Hey, Rashida.
Yes.
Hi, baby. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for listening to the show. And you are at the phone booth by McDonald's, right?
I'm by the Barrows.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's the same phone booth on the first floor.
Yes.
Okay, so you've already won a prize.
Okay.
Now, John, I don't know the layout of the mall. You got to come here and give me a guesstimate about
distance.
How far it is to the next phone booth.
Okay.
Johnny, how far is it?
You got to go about 100 feet, and then you got to go up an escalator, and then you got to go another 20 feet.
All right, now, John, if someone really ran full speed, how long do you think it would take them to get there?
I'd say about 30 to 45 seconds.
Okay.
Very good.
Here's the decision for you to make right now, Rashida.
Okay.
And, Rashida, where do you live?
I live in Jersey City.
All right, now, Rashida, you've already won the Boogeyman DVD and prize pack.
Okay.
Boogeyman is on sale now at stores everywhere for Halloween.
Okay.
If you can make it to the next phone booth, you know what, Rob? We should probably call the next phone booth now. Or if it rings too many times,
if it rings five times, it'll go to that fax machine sound. So I think if we start dialing when you send her, we'll be okay.
Here's the deal, Rashida. Right now, you can keep your Boogeyman prize, your DVD, and you can walk away a winner.
Okay.
Or you can gamble.
Uh-huh.
If you make it to the phone booth on the second level, on the second floor up there, if you do that within 30 seconds,
okay,
I'll give you a round-trip airfare anywhere in America.
Okay, I'm going to take it. I'm going to gamble.
And she's going to go for the gamble.
She's
going to go for the gamble. Okay, hold on.
Hold on.
Let's see if we get the line to ring. This will be very exciting.
Ready when you are.
Okay, and Rashida, are you ready?
Yes.
Go, honey, go.
Bye. Go. Time starts now.
Go. And she's off.
Four seconds.
There she goes. Okay. You got it ringing?
Put it on.
Okay. Beautifully. Beautifully executed.
Ah. 10 seconds.
She got 30 seconds to answer the phone.
Technically, now she has 20 seconds.
To go for the round trip airfare.
10. 9.
Of which someone took 8, the prize sheet out of here?
7.
Oh, it shouldn't be right here.
6.
That's a green.
5.
Oh, no! Okay, redial, Rob. Redial. Redial, because she missed it. But I'll give her a chance to do it one more time.
You know, her time expired right at about the same time that
the phone went.
So technically,
crazy.
We got to give her another shot.
It's busy now.
Oh, it's busy now?
She might have just missed
it. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Now, he gets on that high-pitched thing, and then it stays busy for a while. Right?
Oh, man.
That's what's been happening?
You know, they've changed phone booths since we did this game like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I used to not have a phone. I do all my work at the phone booth.
A lot of phone booths won't even accept incoming calls.
That's right.
We know that these do accept incoming calls. Have any left there, Rob?
Hold it.
Are you got it?
Busy. Maybe she's smart enough to go back to the first floor.
No. Keep trying the second one.
All right.
Keep trying the second one.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Are you there?
Speak to us.
All right, we had a guy who was at the mall. I'm not sure what happened to him. Let's go to Janice in Las Vegas. Janice, hi. Don and Mike Show.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, honey. We're doing great.
Well, I accidentally came across your show this morning, X-rated how I came across it. But anyway, I'm enjoying it.
Well, wait a minute. You say it's X-rated.
Hold on, Janice. Hold on. We got the phone booth ringing in New Jersey here.
Oh, well, good luck. I hope she answers it.
Which one is this, up on the second floor?
This is the second floor. This is the one she should have been at.
Well, what the hell is going on here?
Just people.
I'll run to the payphone.
What was that, Janice?
I'll run to the payphone.
Janice, I want to hear how it's X-rated that you discovered the show.
Well, no. Listen, that's the number that she was supposed to be at.
So while we're screwing around with this, Janice, how did you find the show in an X-rated way?
Well,
call the first one.
I should run to the phone booth and tell you.
No. How did you discover our X-rated show in Las Vegas?
Well, I'm blushing already.
Okay, go ahead.
I was in my office, and I received a phone call from a gentleman in Florida, and he talked me into having a, what would you call it, phone sex conversation?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. And back to a conversation a few minutes ago, be careful about the saying the old broad at 50. I'm in my 50s, and I'm not an old broad.
Was this just a random guy that called you from Florida, or is it a friend?
No, we had talked on the computer before.
Oh, computer love. You what?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
I wanted to muffle out the conversation, so I happened to reach over and turn the radio on.
Right.
And you're... It's the first time I'd ever listened to it.
And now it sounds like your friend from Florida might be calling you again.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a call waiting or something.
I do have a call waiting, but they can wait.
So you had another one of your suitors.
So you had phone sex this morning.
Well, I guess that's what you call it. It was the first time.
Oh, congratulations.
Way to go.
The lovely Janice, you wound it up and let it go.
What did you talk about with this guy from the computer?
But I enjoyed your program more.
Thank you. What did you talk about with the guy from the computer?
Do I have to go into it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, keeping in mind you're on the radio, what'd you talk about?
Well, that's why, you know, I don't know who might be listening to
it. Did you talk about what you would do to him or what he would do to you?
Well, he started the conversation off of what he would do to me, and I just jumped right in there, and he said, oh, wow, you're...
A naughty girl.
I'm crazy, old broad.
When he was talking to you, did you do anything while he was talking to you?
Well, no. What prize do I win if I tell you? Can I run down here to the mall of the phone booth and answer it?
Let me just put it this way. Did you thumb through your yellow pages while he was talking to you?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Do you use a pencil?
Well, no. Living in Vegas, we have several adult stores, and I think I'll go down and visit a few.
There you go.
All right. Fantastic.
Well, listen, Janice, thank you for the call.
Okay, but I wanted to tell you about my quick adventures of winning vacations.
Really, honey?
I lived in California, and I won two. Both vacations were to Disneyland and San Diego. I moved to Vegas. I won two vacations. Both of them were to Las Vegas. Now, I think a girl like that needs to win a trip to somewhere in the United States outside of the area.
Goodbye. You're just a prize pig. Goodbye.
Keep trying.
Bye. Have a good day.
Just a prize pig. And Rob, what is happening with... You know, we lost Rashida out there in at the mall in New Jersey. What? Oh, you got the tone again? She's not answering either phone now?
Oh, this is a very big disappointment.
You know what? Rashida still gets the Boogeyman CD.
Good.
But we're going to have to retool the phone booth Olympics if we're going to have people running from phone booth to phone booth if it only rings five times.
Yeah, we're going to maybe, you know, it might be an appropriate time for a city-to-city challenge.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh,
hello. Don and Mike show.
I finally found Broyhill. He was hiding my butt.
what the hell is that?
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Calling blindly from Florida. I listen to you in tape delay down on this piece of crap station down here.
Okay, hi.
I heard the pumpkin show yesterday.
Yeah.
How careful you had to be dancing around words and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to be watching OJ on Court TV. They can drop the F-bomb and the S-bomb on that station.
Yeah, I know they can.
That is such bull.
I know, it's bull, and I really want to say it's bull-S. You're right. Eric, hi, Eric.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm calling from New York.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, the reason why it's done that way with the Bell Atlantic thing,
yeah,
it's so drug dealers don't use the phones.
Right.
Yeah, that's the idea, yeah.
You know, so they don't get calls back on it.
Gotcha.
All right. Use the lines for free.
Well, screwing up our bit.
Yep.
Most dealers can't answer in five rings.
Thank you, my friend. All right, we screwed up the bit, and Rashida gets the boogeyman. They, oh, it's buzz time. Here we go. Yeah. Okay, buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead made-up story tonight?
Today's headline is a question. What's more important, your rights or your safety?
My rights.
Okay.
Safety. Thank you.
You saved us a lot of time.
That's amazing. I think we went totally opposite on that one. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. And that was, hold on, it says pick up two.
Oh.
Is it Rashida? Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Rashida works with me in the Newport Center.
Okay.
She ran up to the phone booth as quick as she could get up there. Mm-hmm. There was somebody on the phone.
Oh.
And then she's been there the whole time.
I mean, there's a public phone and someone was using it?
I know, unbelievable.
But it rang.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but no, we heard it ring, though.
You probably had it ring before she got there. But as she got there, somebody picked up the phone and started using it.
Well,
that was probably after we got the high-pitched whine.
It probably was.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for the update, though.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. Sorry about that, Rashida, and everybody else. Stay tuned for the news. And that was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet
Crackpot? Testing! The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah, you can still call in, absolutely.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's a national number from New York. Call 877-692-1027. All you people got sticks up your asses. Just notice tomorrow on the show when we're back in WJFK land.
Yes.
Why don't you notice tomorrow when I give out the national line, and then I say, and from D.C. call.
Right.
And I give the special D.C. number.
Yeah. And we mentioned that next week we are bowling in the D.C. area in Annandale, Virginia.
Right. So get the stick out of your ass.
Don't be so defensive.
Hey, Rashida. We finally found Rashida at the mall. Rashida, baby?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, what happened? You went to the wrong phone booth?
I went to the phone, and I saw people on the phone, so I went to the nearest phone because I knew it was going to be busy.
Yeah, but I heard you went to the wrong phone booth.
Right. I was standing over by Forever 21. I ran that way, and I saw people on the phone, so I ran to the nearest phone.
Oh honey, sorry about that.
Well, you blew the whole thing. You've lost every prize you won.
Oh.
Mike, we'll still give her the Boogeyman DVD.
Oh, that's nice of you,
Don. Can I get a second chance?
No, honey.
You wouldn't do that if it was D.C.
Oh.
Stop that. Thank you, Rashida. Sorry about that, honey.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. The police will soon have new powers to tap phones, watch the internet, and search homes.
Good.
After weeks of arguing, the A-words frightened lawmakers into passing a bill the president could sign as soon as tomorrow. Critics of the bill say it wipes out the civil liberties of law-abiding Americans.
Now, if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't need civil liberties.
Supporters say it's a necessary tool to ensure the safety of law-abiding Americans. The new law would expire in 2005 unless Congress votes to keep it on longer. President Bush wants the changes to be permanent.
Well, see, now, the way you did the tease was not fair. When you asked,
now we're agreed.
When you asked the tease?
Would you prefer safety or rights?
And I said rights because I want my civil rights.
Sure, everybody.
I want my rights as a person. But I don't care if someone looks at my stupid email,
right,
you know, to make sure that I'm not an anthrax guy.
Yeah, and I think with some of the crap that's on the internet also, I think it's about time that people are observing some of that. You don't agree?
No, I do agree.
You do.
When it comes to how to make bombs and stuff, absolutely.
But also, you know, with all the, you know, the kids and, the, you know, the kiddie porn and all that crap, you know.
I mean, that's a separate deal, but they're concentrating on that as well.
And I hope it works. I hope they're able to get some of these sons of
absolutely.
But generally, I like my freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, I like my liberties.
That's good. That's important.
And I agree. So we've come full circle.
I like liberty more than safety, though.
I'd
rather have a totally dangerous existence, but be able to be the freewheeling a-hole that I am.
I probably would agree with you there also. If you're talking about in that broad a term, you know, saying liberty or safety.
Yeah.
But when it comes to
safety, I love liberty.
But when it comes to chasing bad guys and like hunting them down, give the power like you would have in a wartime situation.
You can have both. You can have your chocolate and your peanut butter.
The Pentagon says it's learned that the Taliban plans to poison some of the humanitarian food for starving Afghanis and then blame it on the U.S.
Great guys.
The Pentagon says it's also finding that the war against bin Laden is going more slowly than expected. Perhaps you saw USA Today's headline this morning with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld saying we may never find Osama bin Laden.
Hey, did you hear about the Polack Rangers that went to Macy's?
No.
Yeah, they went to the third floor because they heard bed linen was there.
Bada bing.
I don't think I told that one right.
No, you told it fine.
Bed linen.
They were looking for bed linen.
Yes. But the Polack Rangers.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld now backpedaling a little bit. He spent the morning answering questions, and he's now saying he thinks we will find Osama bin Laden, despite the headline you saw this morning.
I like jokes.
They were so stupid.
I get jokes.
I get jokes. That's it.
I get jokes.
Speaking of jokes, somebody sent Bill Clinton a couple of vials containing salmonella. The Secret Service is investigating the padded package that was sent to Clinton's New York City office. Officials say there's no connection to the anthrax scares. Salmonella is a common food poisoning bacteria that's almost never deadly. Investigators say they don't know what was in the vials originally. Whatever it was, it fermented, making it a breeding ground for salmonella.
I just want to say I'm really upset about this. I'm in no apparent danger, but I have the squirts.
Yeah.
I have been speckling the bowl all day, dear.
That used to be my radio name, too.
Yeah.
Hey, salmonella with you. Hey, I read the paper. Someone sent two vials of the clap to President Clinton.
Wow.
I'm okay. I just have a speckled bowl right now. Looks like buckshot in there.
Hey, I got this one. I want to send this one out right now to Mr. Salmonella. Send this to you, President Clinton.
Thank you, Sal. I appreciate it.
Ow, he's the president.
The package also contained a note, but officials won't say what the note says. Clinton never handled the package, and the people who have handled it probably won't get sick.
President Clinton.
Anthrax update in 40 seconds or less.
Okay, ready?
My personal promise
ready?
To you.
Okay, ready, go.
Were the letters carrying anthrax written by a foreigner or someone pretending to be a foreigner? The New York Post says the feds are now looking at anti-government hate groups, including one specific group on the West Coast. We now know that the anthrax sent to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle also contained a chemical that made the spores more deadly and gave a clue that may help trace the source. You pay $4 a pill for the two-a-day Cipro tablets. The government pays $1.77. Now the government's convinced Bayer to cut that price in half. It did this by threatening to take away Bayer's patent on the drug. The government says 10,000 Americans are now taking anthrax-fighting antibiotics, so that'll add up. And the Postmaster General says you should wash your hands after handling the mail.
Time!
Good job, Buzzy.
He's got 5 seconds.
I had it at 57.
No, he's got there.
Put that in the bank for me for another day.
All right, you got 5 seconds. Like Pat Sajak says, we'll put the rest on a gift certificate.
There you go. Thank you.
Nicely done.
The people who own the merchandising rights for the New York Fire Department are
are threatening to take some rip-off artist to court. Since September 11th, clothing and souvenirs bearing the letters FDNY and even NYPD have been selling like crazy. But only an outfit called Fire Zone can legally sell those items. And the Fire Zone...
laughing at how many of those souvenirs I own now.
What do you mean, the fake ones?
I bought two new hats today.
I like them.
On the street? You bought them
Wearing the FDNY and the NYPD. I can't help myself.
You bought them on the street?
I bought them on the street, yeah.
I was going to get you the real deal.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to call
Bill. Well, no, I'll take that, too.
Would it kill you to wear a D.C. Police Department hat?
I will wear a D.C. Police Department hat next week.
Sure.
Thank you.
The Fire Zone's losing money to vendors on the street who are selling imitations at lower prices. When you buy an authorized FDNY baseball cap for $16, every penny goes to the city's fire safety education program.
I didn't know that.
Authorized vendors include Macy's, Bloomingdale's, and People Magazine.
Mine says DKNY on it.
Yeah, it looks good. It matches your handbag.
Twice the price.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I got a new caller, and even though that I don't understand half of the show, I thought I would speak English, but I'm trying to.
Okay, thank you. Well, that's...
I love your show.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Don't understand English. You're still listening and loving the show.
That's great.
And calling in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Uplifting my afternoon big time. Give me liberty or give me death. God bless America.
Very good. This man on the side of liberty. Don't infringe on his rights.
Amen. Thank you, my friend. Buzz, okay. Got a break. More news. More comments coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Remember, ring on, say what you must, then ring off.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, it's me.
Yeah, hi, it's you. Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from the time machine, guys, to tell you what a great show it was yesterday.
Oh, thanks. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Beautiful. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, lots of people loved the Pumpkin Love Show yesterday.
Pumpkin Love.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm trying to win the plane tickets.
Oh, wait, you got to wait for the Touchstones, my friend.
All right.
We ain't done yet. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am calling 100.
Nope. See, everybody's getting a little over eager.
I'm from the future, man. I can't help it.
It's the fact we're giving away the plane tickets. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants the plane tickets.
That's great.
Just hold on to your nuts.
That just shows me America's getting its confidence back.
Buzz, what else you got there in your sack of news?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, the jury sided with OJ, as juries often do, in his Florida road rage trial.
As juries often do. I like that.
Juice patted his chest and lipped the words, "Thank you," after he was found not guilty last night. He could have gotten 16 years for felony auto burglary and misdemeanor battery after an argument with another driver.
Juice.
The other driver claimed Simpson reached into his car and grabbed his glasses, scratching his face. Simpson won the hearts of the jury after a prosecutor suggested he was lying, quoting Simpson on the stand, "I've never been accused of being an actor."
Oh, God.
They like that.
All right, now call in. 877-365-3636, 877-692-1027, caller 100, you get the airfare. My displeasure is not at the contest.
No.
OJ, so, and how stupid is the goddamn jury?
They laughed. They love that.
They love it. Oh, so give me the line again. What did he say?
He said, "I've never been accused of being an actor."
Guilty.
Would you sign this for me?
Sign this for me, please.
OJ, sign my football, please.
Oh, not guilty.
I love you.
OJ, you're my hero.
Even though you killed somebody, I love you.
Simply charming. A former New York cop, who's also a fitness coach for the Yankees, was picked up in Florida yesterday for questioning in a sexual battery case. On October 5th, 34-year-old Brian McNamee was reportedly spotted in a hotel swimming pool with a nude 40-year-old woman who reportedly cried, "Help me." It was 4 o'clock in the morning. Quoting a St. Petersburg policeman, the manager said it looked like he was having sex with the woman.
This guy works for the Yankees?
Yeah, he's a fitness coach for them currently.
I won't make any jokes about if he got to second base or...
There you go. But I'm wondering, you know, he's in the pool and she's naked.
Yeah, with a 40-year-old woman at 4 o'clock in the morning. And she apparently, reportedly, cries, "Help me."
Oh, yeah, so who knows?
You
raised some legitimate questions.
Yeah, yeah, so say, oh, help me, man.
I know what you're thinking.
Right, I mean, you know, help me. Yeah, but yeah, it's all
Lord,
right.
Help me.
Lord, help me. Or it's, help me!
Yeah, right.
Police say they're trying to find out how the date rape drug GHB got into her system.
Oh, okay. Okay, take it all back.
Another Yankee employee was also present, the team's video photographer.
Video.
He's considered a witness and is not charged with anything. As the New York Yankees pep rally yesterday went on, Mayor Giuliani seemed
to... Did they show that video at the pep rally yesterday?
No. Actually, as far as we know, there is no video.
Oh, you've been great fans. We're really excited about going to the World Series again. Now, take a look at this videotape of this naked lady in the pool.
On the jumbotron.
At yesterday's pep rally, Mayor Giuliani seemed to be focused on money. The city's lost hundreds of millions of dollars since the attack, and the mayor's been looking for ways to make up the difference. The mayor told the crowd yesterday that the games played here and the upcoming World Series could bring $100 million into the city. Quoting him, starting Monday, there'll be a huge number of people coming into the city to cover the series. The national media, the international media. It means a lot of people stay in hotels. It's a big boost to the economy. Other city officials are more conservative. They say the three games here would bring in closer to $54 million. By the way, the only Yankees to show at yesterday's pep rally were left fielder Chuck Knobloch and manager Joe Torre.
And Joe Torre, you know what? People don't say this enough. I mean, Joe Torre has been
handsome.
He's good looking.
Yeah.
In that rugged kind of way.
Nice. Yeah.
But he's been everywhere. He's done everything that they've asked
he's
him.
Done it
to
all.
Do. Yes. He's, yeah. He's done it all.
Some of the best known.
He's just a man.
Flesh and bone.
It's just people.
I'm not complimenting anybody anymore.
Just people.
He's just people.
His skin. Looks like it was on fire, put out with a track shoe.
Just people.
Some of the best-known corporate names in America are handing out pink slips as unemployment grows and the economy shrinks. Sears, Kodak, and Hershey say they'll lay off thousands of people.
Even not Hershey.
Yes, even Friendly's Ice Cream is cutting jobs.
Oh, Hershey's
I heard they were going to close the highway.
Also in bad business news, Viacom, which owns Paramount Pictures, MTV, CBS, and this show,
yes,
says it's lost over $190 million this year compared to a profit of just over $33 million last year. Viacom stock has fallen 11 cents a share in that time.
I think it's time for some of the employees to start sacrificing.
Let me just say, Lisa, John, it's been nice working with both of you. Today's your last day on the show. Been nice working with you.
All this a year after the company's CEO said his company would not take part in any recession, but who knew what September 11th would bring. And we wondered yesterday why the reruns of Leno and Letterman this week are such recent shows. Here's the answer. The Daily News reports that executives with all the late night shows are being careful to select, for the most part, shows that were done since September 11th. The idea is to keep the shows more relevant, but also to avoid any remarks that were fine at the time, but would be distasteful now.
Like what? Like Bush is an idiot?
Yeah, well, maybe like that. The only exceptions are shows that are carefully screened for their content. Executives say this conservative caution will not last forever, and they say they realize eventually they'll have to air shows from before the attack on America. In sports, F-16 fighter jets will be at the ready when the Yankees play the Arizona Diamondbacks in this year's World Series. They may be the only planes in the airspace above. There will be no blimps or banner planes. There'll also be more cops on duty at those games than at any other sporting event in history. And there will be 106 TV cameras, not for the broadcast, but for security. Quoting one security official, "We can follow anyone throughout the ballpark with our camera system."
There'll be a lot of good nose-picking footage.
Yeah. The series opens Saturday in Phoenix. Game 2 is there on Sunday.
Imagine what you see in a big game like that.
A-picking.
Yeah, you see people doing it probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right.
Finally, these are not your
crotch picking.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Eating.
Vomiting.
These are not your father's comic books. Ever since the 1950s, comic book makers have stuck to a code of ethics that said good would always win over evil, battles would be fought only against aliens or mutants, and that, quote, females be drawn without any exaggeration of physical attributes.
Right.
This year, the biggest comic publisher, Marvel, stopped following those guidelines.
Have their sales gone up?
They sold out the first two issues of three new storylines.
Yeah, good for them.
They plan to keep Spider-Man, the X-Men, and the Incredible Hulk pretty much the same, but
Spider-Man with this huge junk.
How's Vagi Woman doing?
I don't. She's coming, so to speak. And there are no limits on Fury, Alias, and U.S. War Machine. In those comics, Fury swears like a sailor. And
how about nipple?
And Captain America gets caught with a groupie.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Wow, Captain America.
Yeah.
Very nice.
great show. Thank you, everybody, for all the calls today. Tomorrow, what's tomorrow? Oh, yeah, tomorrow, we've got the special newsmaker guest.
Right.
Then we've got a mystery guest. What's that, Lisa? Still 50-50 on the mystery guest? Maybe so. Brand new low-budget Jeff R.D. We'll pick the pros of the Scab and Bleed tomorrow. And, oh, yes, at the movies with Charlie Stossel and Tom Gaffin. All of that on tomorrow's episode when we are live from Washington,
the most powerful city in the world.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name?
Angelina.
Hi, Angelina. Where are you from?
Brooklyn.
Ah, from the most...
greatest city in the world.
The most greatest
Absolutely.
City in the world. The most greatest.
Wonderful.
Listen, honey, you've won round-trip airfare anywhere in the contiguous United States from Orbitz.com. Visit planet Earth via Orbitz.com. That's Orbitz with a Z, the travel site with the most low fares, proudly created by the world's leading airlines. Have a great vacation. Go to Florida or something, okay?
Thank you. Well, how do I get it?
Hey, now that's the first time we've heard that from New York.
Yeah,
How do I get in?
Well, we put you on hold and some nice person tells you.
Hold on a second, honey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Thank you. And good day to you, sir.
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 And good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir. And now please throw your hand in the air, Rob, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make meow. Just people. See you tomorrow.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.